Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Got that word. Say, 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 come on. the gold jimmies. Little mirror, little sun in the clutches. Don't slip up, little nigga, put the sun in your nuts. What? Yo, dude, what the fuck if you trust? You won't run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once at the rope, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your family and your mans in the shot off. I'ma get the amps for your amp, blow your top off. Shit funny, see the gun in your face. You better run with your nigga, better open the safe. You better come for the money, better show us the weight. I'm gonna come with gorillas, cause I run with the apes and put shots in your butt like you wanted the cake, huh?
Fucking pussy out here, like I smack all of y'all niggas in the face, all in the mouth, and all of this shit.
Where y'all niggas come from?
Y'all niggas not
from the mother.
Da 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 Mike Cube.
Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball. Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies, presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Stelvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
The CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons and tons of cash. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling.
Is it?
Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. Where tonight we will be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, I got you. I see you, sweetie. I'm going to bring you on in a minute as well. How's everyone doing? Me, I'm doing horrible. I'm doing completely horrible. I feel like I'm in rehab. I'm still stuck in D.C., Maryland to be exact. I'm scheduled to leave tomorrow. And so, by the grace of God, I hope everything goes good with the Lord's blessings. I hope I'm able to get back home to good old Florida because this shit is driving me insane. Seeing the same old faces in the lobby. Everyone being trapped and all the rest of that stuff is just really, really, really depressing. I want to talk about a couple of things tonight. I want to talk about how Miss Sandy has affected a lot of people. We always want to talk about tea and gossip and ballroom issues and stuff, but what we fail to focus on is how real-life issues are affecting us. So I'm asking some of the callers out there to help me out tonight, because I am doing the show from a hotel room, and I'm really not comfortable. You know, I don't have my computer and my monitors and things of that sort. So I'm asking everyone to help me out tonight a little bit with a couple of different topics. I need someone to call in tonight and talk about the voting. The voting is here. The countdown has begun. Everyone should have registered. Everyone should have their cards. And I already know people have started the process. So can someone call and give us an update on what's going on? I've been hearing a lot of stuff on the news. When you're stuck in a hotel room, you hear a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if that's just in the Washington area or stuff, but I've been hearing a lot of issues when it came to voting. And people were voting for the wrong person. And again, I'm not sure if that was in the D.C. or Maryland area. So if can someone call in and give us an update if you are in the D.C. Maryland area, give us an update on that. I also am going to bring somebody on that's going to talk about a quote that RuPaul has released, and it's offending a lot of the girls. So we are going to bring on a special guest to kind of talk about that. So, and they're going to rant and rave over that. And I want to talk about how Sandy has affected a lot of us, like me, stuck, you know, traveling. But I know a lot of you are without power, and a lot of people have been flooded and, you know, lost their cars. I've seen stuff on Instagram. People have been out of work. It's been a lot with everyone, so I want the callers to call in as well. Also, happy Halloween. Halloween is my favorite time of the year, and I really wish I was home, you know, with my home decorated. If people know me, they know I like to decorate my house and things of that sort. I really celebrate going to Universal Studios, Halloween Horror Nights, and things of that sort. I focused on this ball, and in hopes of getting back home in time to finish up everything and enjoy the rest of the week, but again, I've been stuck here. Thanks, Gagween. You really gagged me as well. So let me bring on a couple of people as well, and let's get the show rolling. From our Tea Party cast, our residential co-host, Miss Jason Bridges.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all get due to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the door
tight.
Let's have a kiki, motherfucker.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work and turn
and hunt, hunt, honey.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, Jazzy. My throat's feeling a lot better. I'm so glad my doctor's office is going to be open tomorrow. I'm so glad you get to go home.
Your throat doesn't sound a lot better.
Well, I'm not coughing as much as I was, so it sounds better to me.
Okay. No, I was only teasing you. You do sound better. Let me bring on our residential co-host from the Monday cast. You guys know who she is.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shady Lady. That realness bitch, Mother Gotcha herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Hey, Alexis, you sound like I do. What's wrong?
No, I've been under the fan since I've been home, and the weather changing, and it's just like, ugh. So, but yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in, Alexis. If I was home, I would be giving you an intro this week. And what? And what? And what? Vanna Revlon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Jason. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Walla.
And what? Girl, you would never live that. You would never live that down. Never.
Fuck you. Hey, everybody. Glad you're going home, Jazz.
And I'm glad I'm going home, too, honey.
Yeah, my power just cut on 15 minutes. So I'm trying to pull my life together, so.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been affected by the storm and stuff, and we kind of don't touch up on that. And you know, we kind of look at a lot of, all the drama, but we don't think about the real drama, how it's affecting us. I'm not going to spill people's business out there, but, you know, I know I personally was talking to a couple of people whose basements got flooded. People lost their vehicles were damaged. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot. And if you don't play your cards correctly and don't have the type, you know, the right type of coverage of, you know, insurance and stuff like that, you're kind of screwed. So, you know, we need to kind of take things a little serious a little bit. But, you know, I want people to call in and share their experiences with us and just kind of make sure that everybody's okay and, you know, things of that sort. How was everybody's Halloween today, Jason? Anything special?
I guess because of the building that I live in, a lot of people don't come here, and I'm kind of sad about that because I had all this candy for Corey's prop that I need to give away, but no kids came by or anything.
And Alexis, did you do anything special or?
Jasmine, please. I don't know.
Nobody was knocking at your door?
They was knocking, but baby, it was all, no. They no. No.
And Vonna, I know your power just came on, but did you do anything special at all?
Yeah, I went to the electric company and acted a fool to make them come out here and turn my lights back on.
Were you given the legendary and what?
I had to carry.
All right. We have a bunch of callers on the line. We also have people that are listening from their computers. So I will just be calling your username when I bring you back, when I bring you on. The first person I'm going to bring on is someone who calls in from time to time, a personal sweetheart of mine, the legendary one, Laomi 007. You're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hi, Laomi. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, everyone else. Happy Halloween. Good night.
Happy Halloween, Laomi.
Lisa, you still stuck?
Yeah.
Huh?
You still stuck, Lisa?
No, I'm back.
Are you back?
Are you back in New York? Are you in,
I'm back in New York. I got back to New York today.
How was your trip to Germany?
It was pretty good. I had a great time. I had to judge this dance competition and teach a class.
Good.
It was pretty good until I found out I had to end up staying there an extra day due to the weather back here in the States.
Mm-hmm. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Where did you
really
fly
crazy.
Into?
I flew into Detroit, and I stayed there for a day, and then I came here to New York.
Okay, so were you able to fly in from Detroit, or you had to drive in?
Oh, no, we flew, well, yeah, we did fly in because I flew into JFK. So JFK was open, but not LaGuardia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually highly upset with a lot of people because looking down my timeline and when I guess Sandy was trying to make her entrance, in the beginning, people was making fun of it and you know, try to joke about it, like, oh, this is not a real hurricane. I know a bitch named Katrina and all this crazy stuff. And it really upset me because people have, like, I guess people, it doesn't hit people until, like, reality doesn't hit when it actually happens. Like, we've witnessed, you know, things happening overseas with those big tides and, you know, people out there going through all this. And it feels like people don't understand, like, they don't get it. And then now that they see the big damage that Sandy did, everybody's gagging, and it's like people should start taking things, you know, to consideration and, like, really put their minds into everything.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. And
I was going on a delete spree, and I was over it, too, because I was stuck in Germany. I was deleting people that was sitting there playing on my timeline. I was just deleting people, like, because it really upset me. Like, we lost a lot of people because of that, like you know, the weather and that storm. So it could have even been bigger than that.
Mhm. Definitely.
I wanted to touch on the subject about RuPaul because he made a statement on the RuPaul Drag Race. They asked him what was the difference between a drag queen and a transsexual, and he basically said $1,000 worth of surgeries and a good surgeon, and then laughed about it. And prior to that, like, he's always misgendering us and calling us trannies and she-males and ladyboys. Like, that's so offensive. And on top of that, somebody else had, they had said something about the tranny thing, too, as well, and they apologized. So he had something to say about the fact that they apologized. He's basically saying if, like, that, you know, we use words like nigger and, you know, like we call each other queens and all that, and that it's okay for everybody else to, like, sit there and call somebody a she-male or a tranny. To me, personally, I feel like the word tranny is like calling a gay man a faggot. I feel like it's basically like a slap in the face. Like, we're transgender females. We're not a tranny. I feel like the word tranny and the word shemale and ladyboy, that's used for, like, a fetish, for, like, you know, tranny porn and all that bullcrap. And I just feel like for him to make a joke about it, it's like, it needs to stop. He's basically letting society see that, okay, is it okay for a gay man or a drag queen to misgender a transgender person?
Mm-hmm. Alexis, Ivana, what do you feel about that?
Ivana,
go ahead, Alexis.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alexis.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, RuPaul is, you know, a lot of times when people are in the mainstream, they feel like they do things for attention. Now, seeing that she is a drag queen, being that she doesn't live her life as a female, I would expect her to understand. And we have had this discussion several times where people don't know the difference between drag queens and transgender women. Seeing that surgery does not make you a transgender woman, implants, silicone, none of that makes you a transgender woman. It's a way of life, it's
exactly.
A form of thinking, it's a way of living. A lot of people think that you put some double D's on your chest, put some silicone in your face, so your cheekbones reach up to your eyebrows, you're a cunt. No, you're not. You're just a man with a lot of surgery, especially if you don't know how to carry yourself. And I'm not going to get into that anymore because I will get upset. But it's just a way of living for people. You know, everybody doesn't know how to. I mean, we all have our moments when we want to cut up, you know, and, you know, let our hair down and, you know, but it's just like from day to day, if you don't live your life like that, then maybe you are a tranny or a lady boy, you know. So, I mean, it's, you can't take offense to it to a certain extent because you, it's not what people call you, it's what you answer to.
No, I understand that, but it's just the overview. Like, if you understand, that means that everybody's going to look, everybody that sees that, because even straight people watch that because it's entertainment to them. It's drag queens,
right,
or whatever. They're basically being educated of what he's saying.
Right.
So he feels like, okay, a transsexual, a transgender woman is just a man who has surgery. That's what he basically says.
Right.
His
ignorance is, you know, and people don't.
And on,
well,
and
you,
on
you,
top of that, he was upset because somebody else had apologized about the fact that they said something as well, and they apologized and said they were sorry for that.
The sad part is he's a part of the community as far as I'm concerned. Any man,
okay.
I don't, because he claims that he's not gay, but any man that puts on as much makeup, as much hair, as many heels, as many inches heels, as many gowns as him, he's part of the community. So his ignorance is really the most saddest part because he's a part of the community. Go ahead, Vonda.
Okay. I have performed. I have been in clubs with RuPaul. I have been backstage with her. First of all, she's a faggot. Second of all, she is a very bitter queen when it comes to transgender. So I don't expect her to ever have anything nice to say. She believed that we are very below her, that the art form that she does is better than the art form, or what we think that we're doing, that she does it better. So you cannot, when a person has ignorance or a person has hatred towards a group of people, whether it's transgender, black, gay, or whatever, they're always going to have a negative connotation towards those people. They're always going to have something negative to say. And you have to just look past it and say, like, okay, look at the context of where it's coming from. Yes, I do understand what Leon means by saying that it's educating a group amount of people, but it's the same thing that, you know, we can only do what we do as people to try to change the views of our sexuality towards other people, because he's never going to stop. He's never going to apologize for the things that he's doing. He's never going to feel bad about it. So now it's up to us to educate people to say, you know, this is not the stereotype of what it is. You know, we were the stereotype of RuPaul 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody thought that's what we were. But now, you know, we're moving past that. We're moving towards to a different light. So that's what we have to continue to do on top of her being a bitter queen and not liking us.
Yes, and I understand, and that's why I'm actually talking about it, because there's like a boycotting that's going around in the internet, and one of my friends, she's an advocate for the trans community, and she's been talking about that. Because also another thing that I wanted to touch on is
that the, you know, y'all heard about GLAAD, right?
Yeah.
Which is the organization that, you know, fights for gay rights and LGBT and all that. Mm-hmm. GLAAD basically has these people on his belt, and they're always misgendering us. Because another thing that I'm going to touch is ISIS. I felt like, to me, ISIS should not have been a model for American apparel wearing legalized gay shirts. You understand?
Okay.
The joke, the thing that RuPaul said, it was doing a comedy sketch. It was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, but he touched base on that after. I just finished reading the blog and all that. That's why I'm even talking about it.
Okay.
Because even after the show, they asked him about it, and then he was going in. And
we're
talking about, if he was like that, if a transgender person was to say something to him about it, all he's going to say is, fuck off, you tranny jerk. That's
wow.
Oh, yeah, she's very better towards transsexuals. You gag.
And that's why I feel like, you know, the girls should get together and, you know, at least sign something and let somebody know that we listening out there and we need to be heard as well. Because we can't let people continue doing that. The same thing that they did to me when I was on America's Best Dance Crew.
I was going to ask you about that. I remember Lil Mama
saying
something.
They sat there and they turned everything around and made me look like a bitch. Just because when I would have my one-on-one interviews with them and when they would ask me about stuff, they was always trying to get into the whole how did I transition, this and that. And I'm not here for that right now. I'm here to dance. If y'all want me to do that, I'm going to have to sign the contract. Y'all can do something else about that because I'm not here to talk about my life. I'm here to dance. They turned around and made me look like a bitch and then had Little Mama sit there and disrespect me and call me like it was okay.
But she's such a gay, loves the kids, and I think people, ignorance is such a powerful thing in this community. If people are not educated or they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because once you've been raised a certain way, you don't know any better until someone stands up and says, listen, this is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? Because for a long time.
I know that, like, I live my life basically educating people. I meet people all the time. They always have questions, and I sit there and I educate people. And I feel like, we need to get the word out there. I'm not saying that they completely, some people might not understand what it is. They might say things and not mean the disrespect. But the people that do say stuff and they know that it's disrespectful, those are the people that we need to really look out for because that's fucked up. We shouldn't be dealing with that.
For a long time, before I really got into the ballroom scene, I thought the transgender and the drag queens was all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew was one had titties and one didn't. And by me being from a small city, it was like, oh, look at the titty girls. Look at these drag queens. That's all I knew. Until I got to Atlanta and experienced the actual culture, the lifestyle, then that's when I learned the difference between what is transgender and what is a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
A butch queen up
Let's
drag.
See what a couple of the callers have to say, because a lot of people pressed one. And I'm not sure if they're pressing one because they want to talk about this topic or some of the others, but I don't like to keep people on hold too long. So, Naomi, you're going to sit with us,
okay.
And you'll be able to answer any questions or touch up on anything as well. We have Jason, Alexis, Vonna, Naomi, and maybe some other people that I just don't recognize the numbers. 804-501, you're on the air. 804-501, you're on the air. Okay. 410-462, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Enrique.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, Enrique.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Just wanted to call and send in. He said it was 1,000? I thought he said 25,000. I know it doesn't make a difference and stuff, but maybe it's me not being sensitive, and I do apologize. But I don't live that life, so I guess I didn't take offense. I didn't know the aftermath, so to speak, because that's what you guys were talking about, what he said afterwards, because once I watched the show, because I know he was doing it with the mama girl, so I know that was part of the whole skit thing. But I really... didn't think it was offensive, but I guess after you guys, so where was the aftermath? Like, where did you guys see that at? Where he said the crazy thing?
It's on my page. I actually have it posted on my page on Facebook, and my page is public, so you can just look up Leomy Maldonado, or just Leomy, L-E-I-O-M-Y, and you can find it on there.
Okay. I didn't know that was offensive, and I apologize about that, because I just thought it was a key at first. You know what I'm saying? Until you guys were talking about what happened. I was like, well, what did she say that was bad? Because I consider, okay, he also said he wasn't gay, because I was in his presence when he said he was gay. Did somebody say he wasn't gay or something like that?
He usually say he considers himself not gay. He doesn't, say that he's gay. He considers himself a straight man. He has kids and all that.
And that's the key, I've never known her to be straight.
I never know him to be straight, too, because I met him in person a long time ago.
I never said I believed it. But.
All right.
Let's get to a couple of other callers really quickly, and we can stay right there.
Okay.
347-240, you're on the air.
I'm not a butch queen. My name is Nick. I'm a man. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry.
Nick.
Hello?
Oh, wow.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, this is Storm.
Hey, Storm, how are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't know I was
on. So, you said you're not a butch queen. Your name is Nick. What was you just going
off
about, Storm? Oh, no, I'm
sorry. I didn't even know that we were having a whole other conversation outside listening to y'all. But I'm sorry. I called in to talk about just to remind everybody, the House of Valentino's Ball is November 3rd in Pittsburgh.
We're gonna come to you a little later so you can do a recap. Let's just touch up on this topic, and then we will be talk about your ball and everything like that. Okay.
All right.
All right. We're gonna come to you shortly after we finish up with this topic. Okay. But thank you for calling in. Who is this? Too many people muting. Too many people on the switchboard. 202-610. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Jazzy? This is Bishop.
Bishop.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
For the conversation you all are talking about, I'm gonna let you know something like this. I said last night, I think it's very offensive to call a transgendered woman a training. I think it's very offensive, period, because the simple fact is that you have people that call people bitches all the time, and people that call females bitches all the time, but, I mean, I think it's very offensive. It's like calling, like a white dude calling a black man a nigga. So, I mean, with that all said and done, I mean, I do not approve of she-male, lady-boy, tranny. I don't approve of that. I approve of you as a woman because you are a woman in my eyes. Your illusion gives me woman. Now, inside of the person, a man can come out. Now, that's a different story. About Hurricane Sandy, I said in the group that I said this after Hurricane Sandy hit us. I said, "There's the ruler of all gags just gagged everybody once again, and it's God. God gagged us, and he is the ruler. He was telling us he was still in charge, and he was telling us that, I'm showing you all that you all need to get your stuff together. United States, the whole world, you need to get yourself together because I'm coming back, and that's what he's telling us." And I mean, it's been told this whole time. I mean, it's been told for over this whole decade from the beginning of the world. It's been told that stuff like this would happen. I mean, I'm not talking about a rapture. I'm talking about God making us wake our asses up. Making us wake up to let us know that, you all like the internet, you all like, I only got 3G on my phone, and my computer is moving slow as all outdoors right now. God made us gag in so many ways that it didn't make no sense. He took stuff away from us that we use on a regular basis, And that's all I got to say about the situation. But the trainee situation, I do not think it's very offensive. And like I said before, I do not consider any transgendered woman, including Nicole, I do not consider any transgender woman a trainee. I do not use it at all. I think it's very offensive. But that's all I have to say about that. You know, I really don't understand that RuPaul situation. I mean, I done seen RuPaul plenty of times, then hung out with this dude plenty of times, and this dude's just, he's straight up gay. I mean, come on now. He's straight up gay, man. Come on. That dude is all gay than all outdoors. But
well,
I mean,
yeah, I don't. Hey. Thank you, Bishop. I'm put you on hold. You know, we'll be coming back to you throughout the night. But we all know RuPaul is gay. I don't know
right.
where all that's coming from. He's. Child, I personally know he's gay, and that's nothing new. But as far as his little catty mouth, like Alexis said earlier, I think it was Alexis, when they get in the spotlight and all eyes are on them and stuff, then they start showing out. But the bad thing about it is they become even though we don't look at them as our spokes, you know, our spokesmodel or whatever, but they start becoming this spokesmodel for, you know, the people, and then, you know, the straight people are starting, you know, they're starting to address us in those manners and stuff, so that's where the problem is, that's where the problem lies. So I agree with Naomi and whatever petitions and stuff that she's researching, and I will agree with you, Bishop, 100%. Let me tell you guys something. You never really realize what you have or how good you have it until you're not there no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always, we always say that about a man, you know, you never know you had a good man until he's gone and all the rest of that stuff. But I'm talking about in general, not having transportation, not having internet access, not having a phone system and the phones working correctly, power going in and out constantly. You're sitting here, and then when you finally do get an internet signal, it's on slow. It's going so slow, and your phone is constantly cutting off, and all this is happening back to back to back, and just makes you so frustrated. And, you know, even when I'm back home in Florida, sometimes, you know, Naomi, you've heard me say it, you know, oh, I can't stay in this house. I need to get out of this house, da-da-da-da-da. Baby, for the past couple of days, I've been saying I can't wait to go home. I want to go home. I'll never complain about my home again. I want to go home. So, yeah, this is, you know, like Bishop said, it's like an eye-opener. Appreciate what you have. Because, baby, when you don't have it, it's a mess. It could be something as little as, because a whole bunch of little asses build up into one big thing, and you just feel like all of the walls are closing in. It's just really crazy. Thank you, Bishop. I'm going to go to a couple more callers because a lot of people have their hands up. The next caller is 502-542. You're on the air.
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm doing good. I'm Melania Valentino, and I want to touch on what Naomi was saying about, like, mm-hmm. how people was joking about, like, Sandy and stuff like that. I went through Hurricane Katrina, like, 7 years ago, of course, and I understand, like, the frustration of everybody joking, because at the time, I was that immature child joking as well, because we never thought this would ever happen to us. And like now that Sandy has actually touched down or whatever, I'm really glad that everybody in the ballroom scene, especially, and I'm being dead ass serious, I'm so glad people in the ballroom scene are experiencing this and seeing this, because it shows you that all this material stuff that you long for, that you hold for, that you want so bad, can be taken away within minutes. I sat in Louisiana for over 2 weeks with y'all are able to contact the world, but they like barricaded us. We couldn't talk to nobody. We couldn't get out of Louisiana. We was basically without life, water, food for almost 2 weeks. And so I know I sympathize with every victim of Sandy, that it comes a point to where
I can't even go back and look at my childhood past. All I have is thoughts and memories of my family. I'm up here now by the grace of God, but, you know, I just pray that everybody that's going through Sandy, like, take this as a life lesson and take it on a chip to say, like, I really need to do better and, you know, really cherish not the material things, but your family, your gay family, your life. Just cherish it.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Jasmine.
Huh?
I think a lot of times people think, excuse me, a lot of times people take things for granted because they have never experienced it. I remember in 2005 I was out working, and I saw a lot of people at the gas station. What the fuck is going on? It was close to Labor Day weekend, so I was like, oh God, this faggot is just coming into the city, not knowing that people were evacuating because they were losing their homes. They were losing. They don't have. You understand what I'm saying? And here I am in Atlanta, doing along, working on a plan to get high, getting money for the weekend, so I can have a nice time. And these people were in the midst of losing their homes. There are a few people that have lost everything. Hopefully she's listening, and I don't want to say nothing. I want her to say something. But we have a few members in our community who have truly lost everything.
Yeah,
and
that's why I wanted to
today.
Touch up on it. And like you, I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah.
That's their job to come on and say that. Mm-hmm.
I spoke to my sister today, and I was gagging that she told me she lost everything. And then the funny thing is because she wasn't in one of those evacuation zones. She said, since you would not believe the water, she said, I don't even want to get into the story, but when I heard her tell me the story today, I was on the phone like, wow, I'm gagging. But I thank God
I wasn't
affected by it.
I was supposed to do lunch with someone yesterday, and they contacted me the night before, you know, checking on me to make sure that they were okay. I was okay. They said that they received some power outage and stuff. So they checked into a local hotel in the area just to make it through the night, and they checked on me throughout the night. And, you know, during the storm and everything, you know, we were all going through our little power issues and stuff. The next day they said, okay, we're going to get together and do lunch, so forth and so on. Let me go to the house and check on the house. I'll be right, you know, and then I'll contact you. Next thing you know, they're sending me pictures on the flooding in the house. You know, so you never know what can happen. But let me tell y'all something. I was a fool, too. Same thing. And, you know, especially the people that went through Katrina in Louisiana and stuff. My stories are nothing compared to what, you know, you guys went through. But I was a fool, too, at that time. You know, moving to Florida years ago and, you know, experiencing my first hurricane. I never took it serious. You know, I never took it serious at all. And I'm sitting there watching all this on the news and, you know, evacuate and panicking and all this stuff. And I'm just like, child, please ain't nothing going to happen. But when that shit happened, I remember watching the news, and you can see they have Orlando on the news, and they're showing you the center of the storm, and it's moving up and up and up, and it's on the west side of Orlando, and it's moving east. You know, I live on the east side, and as it's getting closer, then the TV's going in and out and everything, and then, bitch, that shit really hit the house. And I really thought I was either on some ride in an amusement park, or I didn't know what the hell to think. The windows were actually vibrating and shaking. The whole house was shaking. I was like, oh, my fucking God. I didn't know what to do. And I just went in the laundry room and just bowed down behind the washer and dryer and just sat there holding my head. The power was out. The house was shaking. All you hear is the wind. And it was, like, literally crazy. And I was like, oh, my God. And at that point, I said, oh, no, 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 no. I sat here and played with this. I sat here and played with this. Thank God everything was okay. Minor damages, leaks in the roof, things of that sort. But, you know, I noticed, like, when it was gone, I seen so much damage to other people's houses. The screen enclosures for the pools were flown across the houses and fell apart into people's pools and in the windows. And it was just so much. And that's when I said, I don't play with hurricanes. I'm not playing with it. They say evacuate, evacuate. And Orlando was under such of a state of emergency after that. You know, we was out of power for like 30, well, certain parts of Orlando was out of power for 30 days. The supermarkets was like not selling dairies and dairy goods and stuff like that. The gas stations were running out of gas. I mean, it was just horrible. It was so horrible. And that's the year that I first did the first 5,000 that Raquel won. And it was really funny that the hotels in Atlanta was allowing us to stay there for free if we were Florida residents because of the evacuation. So it was like a lot going on that year. There was so many hurricanes back to back. It was really, really a lot. And even this weekend, I sat here and I was like, child, why are they making a big issue about this? Ain't nothing happening. It ain't nothing compared to Florida. You know, ain't nothing compared to it. But then I didn't realize all the rain and all the flooding that it did and stuff. So it's just really, really crazy. We just need to, like, really open our eyes to so much. But I'm just rambling. Keisha, you're on the air.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Hey.
Alexis, Naomi, Jasmine, Jason. I don't know.
Hey, Keisha, how are you?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I've
we
always,
hear you.
I've always said that listening to the show sometimes is, like, very uplifting, and I always say I take a part of everyone's personality, everyone's opinion, and their thoughts, because sometimes all of y'all are like a friend in my head, and every time someone says something, I say, damn, I'm thinking the same thing. What I want to comment first before I forget is, we can't take life for granted, and I've always said this. You know, things doesn't hit us until it actually hit our family or we see it face-to-face, like what happened over the last couple of days. It's like it's beyond surreal. You know, we never thought that it would happen in New York, but someone did say, I forgot who said it, but they said that it's coming to New York. And when it comes to New York, we're going to be in a roof awakening, because you all know, if it hits New York, where the fuck are we going? Where are we going? We can't go nowhere. If you live in a building, forget about it. If you live in Far Rockaway, or if you live in near with Atlantic City, where are we going? We can't go nowhere. And we sit there and we watch the Katrina. We saw the thing that happened in Haiti, and we're like, oh, child, please, it will never hit us because we're in so-called New York. But now, This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. So I hope everyone's family's okay. It's unfortunate that where I live at, there were people pretending to be Con Ed, which I think is fucked up. They tried to perpetuate the situation. They had people knocking on people's doors pretending to be Con Ed, and they were robbing people's houses. I think that's so fucking pathetic.
Were they really
pathetic.
Doing that?
Pathetic.
That is horrible. That is
pathetic.
So
pathetic. I was at work today, and one of my coworkers was telling me how people were pretending to be Con Ed.
That's horrible.
People who lost electricity, they were knocking on their doors, dressed up in Con Ed. Of course, it's Halloween, but they were dressed up as Con Ed, and what they were doing, they were putting a gun to people's head, robbing, telling them, I'm here to rob. Give me your shit. Now, people thought they
were
actual Con Ed. Can you imagine? Could you imagine someone knocking on your door? You are, now, mind you, you have no power. Okay, so now they all these people are plotting this and perpetuating the situation. They're knocking on people's doors, robbing them.
That's sad.
So I couldn't imagine that. I also want to touch base on the topic about RuPaul. Number one, RuPaul is not straight. RuPaul is a gay-ass man. RuPaul has been with a white man for years, okay? And if you ask who made RuPaul, was a white man. Or I don't know who the person was, but a white man made this motherfucker, made a lot of money, and built RuPaul's career. Okay, the only thing straight RuPaul did was he played fucking basketball because he was 6'7", and he was so fucking tall. That's the only straight thing he did in his life was play basketball. For him to tell people he's straight, he's a motherfucking lie. And What else? Oh, and the thing about the tranny drag thing, I guess, again, I'm not a transsexual, so I don't know how it would feel if to be called someone a tranny. I will say this, though. How do you think females feel when transsexuals tell people, I'm a woman? How do you guys feel about that? How female will take it? How do you think us butch queens feel when we are called faggots? It's the same shit. I mean, it doesn't really bother me, but it's the same shit. Now, you know what you are, and if you know what you are, fuck what other people think or what they say. Because my thing is, if they're not fucking you, financing you, feeding you, who gives a fuck? Comments, concerns, questions?
Well, I feel like, I'm just trying to help educate the world. That's the only reason why I want to talk about it and let it be something that, you know, for us to touch base on, because they need to stop. Like, the generation that's coming up, there's going to be more transgender. There's actually transgender children nowadays that are actually growing up and dealing with that from a young age, like 7 years old and even probably younger. And it's just something that needs to change. Like, back in the days, the gays, the whole LGBT community was not accepted, and we was looked at as freaks, and people had to go ahead and be out there, you know, fighting to get rights and all that. Like, it's basically the same thing.
True, but let me ask you a question. In terms of RuPaul, you know, he does things for ratings. He does things for publicity. He does things. So, you know, you have RuPaul. I don't know how to explain it. He's in a class by himself. So he's going to do what he has to do, one, to keep his ratings, two, to keep him more in tune, to keep him more marketable, because you see where he has gone from his career. It's gone up and up and up and up. So he has to do whatever he has to do to get people, to keep people continue to watch. What he said, yes, was very offensive. But then again, you have the internet, Laomi. You have other people. You have a lot of other things out there that are actually not putting a good word. That's not setting the example as well. It's not only RuPaul. The internet to me is a disease. And if you get my drift when I say disease, because you can go in there and sometimes they give you wrong information. Okay? You can walk into the city and you see what goes on. You see what the transgenders, what the butch queens, what they're doing. All that shit they're doing, that's not setting an example. You go online, they're selling their bodies, they're escorting, they know all other stuff. All that takes a part, too. So you can't just blame RuPaul. And I'm sure RuPaul gets the information on what's going on in the community or what people are doing. And all he's doing is making a joke about it.
Mm-hmm. I understand. It's beyond that. It's way beyond that.
So RuPaul is not only RuPaul. It's our peers. It's our generation. It's our culture. It's the older ones. It's the young ones. Not only RuPaul. So if you really want to... If you really, really, really want to think about the situation, it's a whole lot of people that's in the mix that's not saying a good example.
I agree.
Thank you, Keisha.
Yes?
Thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold so I can take some of these other callers.
Okay.
Thank you.
619-500.
Hello, y'all. This is Mimi. I'm calling to comment on this whole RuPaul thing.
Okay.
I am a transgender woman living in California. This whole thing with him calling the girls training and all this other stuff, I don't find the word offensive, but at the same time, it's kind of a downer. And I hate when people always try to put all the girls in a fucking box. Like,
that's
you
right.
Can't put us all in the same box. We're not all the fucking same. And
that's what
mainstream society does. And I think half of it is because society is doing it. That's why she commented and said that. But at the same time, people need to understand the hierarchy of being a trans woman or a trans man. Transgender is an umbrella term. Drag queens, transvestites, transsexuals all fall under that. People need to understand that. And a lot of what people don't understand is butch queens and drag queens always come for the femme queens.
Mhm, they do.
Why? I don't know. I tried to understand it myself. People, like, how can you come for me when I'm not afraid to live my fucking life?
Right.
Exactly. See, that's
you sitting up
term.
Here getting in drag for shits and giggles.
That's
and
another term that I have a
shit
problem
and
with.
To get trade, and that's not really who the fuck you are. And now there's this stereotype that everybody has, you know, saying that all transsexuals, you know, because I get tired of dudes hitting me up talking about some, well, are you a woman 24/7? Because they
mm-hmm.
run into these drag queens calling themselves trans women. So I'm like, really? I get tired of that.
I agree, Mimi.
The same bitches that's
same
sitting
here.
Up there reading the motherfucking femme queens, you know, are the same ones that's going and getting up and dragging, getting on these motherfucking chat rooms talking about, oh, well, I'm a woman and all this other stuff, tricking these children and making it look bad on the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
So all that bullshit that she's spouting out, talking about some, it's a difference between, the difference between the two being $1,000 and all of a sudden, no, the difference is I'm a real motherfucking woman at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I don't have to wash off no motherfucking paint. I wake up with my same titties. These motherfuckers are not stuffed and not detachable.
Okay.
I walk in the daylight, honey, and I get through.
Well, thank you, Mimi. I'm going to put you back
on
hold.
Thank you, Mimi. You ain't that.
Girl, no shade, Mimi. I agree with you 100%. But there's a lot of girls that, the shit ain't detachable, but they still can't walk in the daylight, honey.
Yeah, that's
true. 201-780, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm not going to really respond to the Sandy thing, because that's, I mean, I've been dealing with that all week. But I do wanted to talk about the transgender topic that came up tonight. And one of the things that came to mind when I heard the conversation is the fact that from listening to everyone talk, I kind of get like conflicting messages from some of the things you're saying, because I hear one person saying that I want to educate the general public about the proper term and how we should be addressing things like that. But at the same time, I see that in the ballroom scene, you allow yourself to be disrespected and call femme queen. Like you never correct the ballroom community when they address y'all as femme queens, number one. Number two, the amount of disrespect that you allow these butch queens to display is sad and it's just ridiculous. And a lot of times y'all have these open conversations about what can the ballroom scene do to change, you know, the disrespect that, you know, the butch queens or whatever term you want to call them show towards femme queens, but you pose the question to butch queens. I mean, I think that's a conversation that y'all need to have amongst yourselves about how y'all can get these people to start showing y'all or demanding the respect that y'all deserve. I mean, the femme queens are transgender women, are the leaders of all I'm seeing. They're the leaders of the gay community. If you look back to Stonewall at the beginning of the whole gay rights movement, mm-hmm. it was drag queens that started that. You know, that started as a result of, you know, men dressing up in drag, going to bars and being arrested for expressing themselves as women. So, you know, believe it or not, you are actually the leaders of this community. And I think it's time that, you know, transgender women started standing up and demanding the rights to choose, you know. I mean, transgender women in the community got more rights when you guys were working ads in 14th Street than y'all do now when y'all actually have jobs. Y'all have homes. Y'all have careers. We have now had some queens become transgender women in the community with PhDs and master's degrees. And y'all get less respect now than y'all did back then.
Yes, I agree.
100%. So I think that's something as a whole, as, you know, women, however you identify as a woman, transgender woman, which queen, drag, whatever you identify as, I think as a community, as a part of the community, y'all need to come together and say, what have we, how have we slipped, you know, fell to the side where we've allowed this type of disrespect to happen to us? That's all I have to say.
Thank you. I definitely agree.
Hey, can I ask, let me make a statement. Somebody on the, in the group, in the ballroom A-list said, are you guys kidding me? RuPaul's show has helped society understand, and y'all
first
want to beat
all,
her up.
Oh,
yeah,
understand
what? What does it have to do with
it? Enrique, it's not ballroom
A-list.
No, no,
that's
in the ballroom group. I didn't say A-list.
I thought you said A-list.
No, on the ballroom page. I didn't say A-list.
No, you did say A-list.
Oh, my bad. Official ballroom radio station chat room. Ixnay, the AEA. But, yeah, how do you guys feel about that statement?
Wait, what was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear because everybody else was going up about the group.
Okay, it says, are you kidding me? RuPaul's show has helped society understand, and y'all want to beat her up. OMG.
Excuse me, whoever said that should have called instead of being on a group posting something.
No. They were just going commentary. I mean, it was, how do you guys feel about that statement, though?
It's crazy because the only thing it would help you do is understand how to do a show and how to be catty. It's not helping with life issues. It's not explaining our life by no stretch because none of those people on there can explain a life like me, Jasmine, Naomi, or Alexis. You cannot explain it by makeup, by making clothes.
Well,
by
let me bring on who said it.
Yes,
let me bring
out
who said it. The icon, Tony Milan, you're on the air.
Yeah, let me kick y'all off the speak.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm making sure y'all can hear me. Because first of all, number one, I'm not coming on here to debate with y'all about anything. Everybody has their opinion. I respect your opinion. I caught this show at 12 o'clock, so I wasn't understanding exactly what was going on. So I tried to listen. Gather some information. Number one, RuPaul ain't nobody straight by
at
no
all.
Sense of the word, by no meaning of the word. And I think there would be, I think that there should be some, a little, when you hear something in life, we have to do what's called some investigation to understand why it was said or what it was said, with the context it was said, and different things like that. The reason why I am going to protect, so to speak, RuPaul, that show has helped. I don't, if you watch it from the beginning, it has helped a lot of people try to understand, especially his last year show. When he had straight men come on there and see how their lives are, or give them a, just give them a little bit of how their lives were. There was this one young lady, I'm going to say young lady because when you put on woman's dress, I think you want to be called a lady. Clothing, excuse me, you want to be called a lady. Her father hated her, did not understand her. This straight man said, I would be proud to have this as my, I'd be proud to have him or her. He wasn't sure how to do it. He said it wasn't Shay, as my son. He's like, he's not out here robbing, stealing, doing things he shouldn't be doing. He's living his life. He's happy. He's bringing fun to other people's lives. You know, that's a milestone. That's a stepping stone. When you have somebody like Latrice Royale, who sat there and went to jail and lost her mother while she was in jail, and then turned around and came out, and her community helped her put herself back on her feet. And she didn't come on that show lying or trying to be fab or anything like that. She told the truth. That show has opened up a lot of doors. It may not open up all the doors at one time, but my question now is, what are we doing as a complete community? We always trying to look for small things to make mountains out of molehills. I'm just not understanding this. Like, no disrespect to anybody. I don't know who brought the topic up. Like I said, I got on at 12. I honestly don't know. I'm not here to attack anyone, and I'm not going to allow nobody to attack me. But my whole point is that, come on, as a community, when are we going to stick together? I don't give a fuck. I will walk down the street with anybody. I love all you girls, and y'all know this. I don't give a flying fuck if you're real, if you're not real. It does not matter. What you consider yourself is what I'm going to call you. And I understand that there are some ignorant motherfuckers in society, but there are also a whole hell of a lot more there are a whole hell of a lot more people who are not as ignorant. And those are called milestones. Those are small walks. But if you keep changing what you want to be calling, it's like black people. One minute you want to be African American, next thing you want to be black, the next thing you want to be, now you got the young people, we back the nigga. What?
Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony. Yeah, this is Naomi.
I'm sorry, Naomi. I just want you to know I was not attacking you.
How are you? No, I want to touch on what you were saying. I wasn't targeting the show itself. I wasn't saying that he's not, you know, educating and helping out, you know, people understand the community. But what he's doing wrong is misgendering transgender women. He's basically saying that the difference between the transgender and the drag queen is just surgery. That's all. That's what he's basically trying to say, when it's really not like that. It's more of a mental and, you know, something that you feel, you know, the whole transgender thing. And that's what we were touching
base on. Instead of trying to make it a more clear perception, he's just adding fuel to the fire of the ignorance of people who really don't understand what a transgender woman really is.
That's a strong word of adding the ignorance. Now, I understood what Leonie was saying. Alexis, that's a little bit strong.
That's my opinion of what you just said. What is the definition of ignorance? Not knowing, right?
But to say he's adding fuel to the ignorance. Okay, here's my thing. Wait, stop a second.
Okay.
Let me just go into what Leomi said. Leomi, I can honestly say that I see your point. But what I'm saying is, instead of what happens when you start attacking people? Guess what happens? That's ignorant too. And I say that you're doing it. I'm just saying, and it makes people shut down. What I'm saying is, ever since things have happened in my life, I'm trying my best to live my life with my cup half full. I'm sure if you were to get in contact in some shape, form, or fashion with somebody like RuPaul, age has nothing to do with particular knowledge. If the transgender community or the transvestite community, because they call them transvestites, that's where they get tranny from. It's a transvestite. I don't know. I don't even know what the communities are called these days. They change.
Ooh.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't even know what they're called sometimes these days because they do change. But I will say this. I'm almost 100% sure a person like RuPaul on the stage that he has, because he is basically pretty much the voice for that particular community, that he would truly, truly, truly correct himself. I truly believe that. You know what I'm saying? He could have made a mistake. He could have been in the heat of the moment.
No, this is the thing. I'm gonna send you the link online because I did my research, because they asked him about it, and then somebody else had made a offensive word about about transgender community too. But they took, you know, they came out and they apologized. And RuPaul was like, well, if a transgender comes up to me about how I said what I said, I'm going to tell them, fuck off, you tranny jerk. Like, he just paid it. It was like,
RuPaul said that?
Yes.
I'm kind of gagged at that myself.
Yeah, I'm kind of gagged at that
it's
myself.
It's on my page. It's
RuPaul
on my page.
Is one of the most, okay, that's fine. That's fine. And if it's not from a reliable source, I'm going to let you know right now, I'm going to press stop. It's no shade, because a lot of times on this internet, people do what the hell they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. And I'm just going to keep it real with you. I've been following RuPaul since I was in Atlanta, because that's where he got his start, in Atlanta. Okay, and I've never seen him be that negative in all the years I've known him. I haven't known him personally, but all the years I've seen him and followed his career, I've just never seen him be that negative, especially not to the gay community. I just don't, I'm really honestly, I'm going to do my research on that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't call you a liar, because you know why? You have it on film. I mean, you have it on some kind of film or video or whatever it's called, and you can only go by what you've seen. You know what I'm saying? But if they don't take this up on, like, the Huffington Post or some other gay, a real legitimate site somewhere or a real legitimate paper somewhere, I'm not falling for it, because they would attack. Those white gays would go ballistic.
Glad is not going to touch on the base, because RuPaul is a part of GLAAD. They're not going to touch base on that. And GLAAD
would
be the
first. Yeah, but they don't only have GLAAD. We are.
Yeah, they have other organizations. GLAAD would be the only one.
That will not be the only one.
There's always checks and balances.
There's
right.
always, exactly, Eric. There's always, sorry, Enrique, there's always checks and balances.
Right.
Girl, I don't see them, girl, and I read the Huffington Post every day. It's on my phone. I don't play. I like to be an informed girl. Yes, I'm one of butch me that play and call herself a girl. I know I'm not no girl. But our whole point of the matter is I like to be informed. And therefore, if those girls don't pick up on it, I'm not falling for it, because they would be on him like
like a bad habit. You know how gays are. You know how, especially the white gays, you know exactly how they get when you disrespect something that they stand behind. I'm a little questionable about this. I'm not questioning you, Laomi, because I understand that it's a hurting feeling to know someone like that would possibly do something like that. But I'm just saying, yeah, research. I'm going to research it too. I promise you that I will research something like that. I don't see him doing nothing. I just don't see RuPaul saying nothing that negative like that. I really don't. And I just wanted to, you know, say how I felt, because I didn't think that it was something that I didn't think I said anything negative towards y'all. I made a comment, and this is how I felt, and I can back my comments up.
Well, you know, Tony, I think a lot of people, but you might like a lot of people feel the way Naomi do, but a lot of people probably feel the way you do, and people like myself, when I came on the show and said I didn't think that was offensive, because I guess I'm not in your lady's shoes or pumps or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I took it as a joke, because, you know, knowing RuPaul, you know, I met her a couple of times, and she was like she came down here for Gay Pride in Baltimore like 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. She was mad cool, feeling on birds and all of that. So for her to supposedly be straight gagged me, because she was nothing but gay when she was down here. In out of drag.
Okay,
let's see what
some of
the other callers have to say.
I want to make a quick comment. One, for it to be said that it's such a gag for RuPaul to be negative, to me, is crazy. As I said before, I sat in over 4 different dressing rooms with this girl. I've been performed at more than 4 different clubs with this girl, and I understand the connotation that she has towards transgender. Most people have followed her work. Most people have saw her on TV. I have sat in the club with this girl, and this girl has total negative things to say about what she quote-unquote called titty queens. So what I'm saying to you, that it's not that far-fetched that she would have something negative to say about transgender, because I can direct you in the direction of a few, more than a few girls who have also worked with her, who have breasts, who feel the exact same way that she has hate and bitterness towards girls with breasts.
Wow.
She called transgender people she males and lady boys and trannies. She misgendered. Like, basically saying that we're men. Like, that is not the same thing. That's horrible. We understand, okay, yeah, she want to joke around and do all that, but like, it's until when that we just say enough is enough. Like, if we allow her to do it, that means other people can do it. It's like, okay, RuPaul's part of that community. She calls them trannies and she males and lady boys. We can too. We can too. That's what they are. No, that's not cute.
Well, let's see what a couple of the next callers have to say. 312-715, you're on the air.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Child, fuck RuPaul. I'm a woman.
Okay. That's right.
Thank you. 804-501, you're on the air. Thank you, caller. If you're just listening, just do me a favor and press 1 again so you can get up the host queue, because you're in the host queue. Thank you. 585-490, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. This is Kiki Garcon.
Hey, Kiki.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, guys. This conversation kind of, it touches me and it bothers me, and it kind of reminds me back to a conversation that Jahira had on the whole microwave girl thing. And when I say that, because, you know, it's all about social norms and what we accept in the community. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you have, you know, the community is not ready to understand us because we're not fighting for the right things. You know, it's a problem when you fill out an application and it's only male or female on there, and we can't identify with one or the other. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem that I think it's a social norm that there's always been animosity between butch queens, and femme queens and bitch queens who feel that there's no difference between a femme queen but a wig and a titty. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, until we stand up and start educating these people about who we are and that, you know, not everybody is transitioning, is doing it for the date, the coin, not doing it to get the boys, to be more popular, to win a category and things like that, you know, they're not going to understand. Because I had a conversation with someone a week ago, you know, who thought that he's a butch queen, thought that, damn, you got this straight-looking guy. Well, shit, maybe I need to throw on a wig and go after him, too. And I'm like, you know, if that's all that you think of me, then you don't understand me at all. So, you know, we have to start correcting the people we call our friends, because it's our friends who think they know us, who understand us, that are speaking to their friends and explaining what they know of us to them versus us letting them know who we are, what we're about, and how we do. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I just wanted to say that part. And I think it's very unfortunate about the, you know, the hurricane stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to be grateful that we have life, that we survived it, and that we're living to, you know, to rebuild and to move on. Because, you know, some people aren't that fortunate. So that's all I have. And I just want to say thanks for bringing up the topic. I think this is a great conversation. And
thank you.
No,
thank you, Kiki. Tony, you're back on the air.
There's a comment being made. So I'm going to ask the girls this. There's a pageant scene called the American Pageant Scene. They don't like the girls who have work from the neck down.
Yep.
Anybody attacking them?
It's USA.
Anybody who does work, I want me to repeat it.
No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What I said was there's a pageant scene, and we all know the pageant scene is a gay scene, and they don't. It's called the American Pageant Scene, and it's actually the one that Miss the young lady from, in my opinion, who should have won Drag Race last year. She's in it. Something Michaels, whatever her name is, but they don't believe in girls who have worked from the neck down.
Okay. Now let me ask you this.
No, I'm asking a question. So should we be rallying against them as well? Because what they're doing is separating. It's basically a perpetuating separation of the genders.
That's
well,
not
within a gender.
No, it's not. What it is, it's giving it's a pageant system that just like you have certain pageants that's for big girls, you have certain pageants that are for white girls, you have certain pageants that are for certain people and certain things. And I know the pageant very, very well. What you have to do is not have work, because the girls were complaining that the girls that had the titties, the bodies, all that had the easier advantage when it comes to dressing and putting on gowns and swimsuits and stuff. So they made a pageant to where it was easier for them to compete with themselves so that they can feel more comfortable in the battle zone with themselves. It had nothing to do with separation.
So it wouldn't have been, I'm sorry, I've seen some girls who have no work, and I'll name one right now who is a phenomenal, phenomenal person. Yes, I know they got work now, but I have seen them wear the girls out who got work, and that was Tamisha Iman. The point I'm making is that if you are up on your craft, regardless of what kind of, I'm talking about pageantry craft, you up on it. You know, it's all about an illusion. I'm sure this is not really the topic. I was just really trying to give you an insight.
I'm getting
of
sound effects, so please mute your phone if you're doing stuff. I'm getting a lot of sound effects.
I'm just saying how separation becomes easy. That's all I'm saying, and that we shouldn't always be quick to jump to conclusions about certain situations. If I'm making the money that RuPaul making, you can best believe, regardless of how I may feel personally, I'm going to keep my personal just that personal, because everybody here has a personal feeling about something that they will not necessarily air out in public, but when they get with their girlfriends, they do that. When you're making money like RuPaul making, I'm sorry, I just don't see the idiocy of this. I just think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard right now, because I just don't see somebody really willing to fuck up that kind of money. She is carrying a whole network right now.
She
and she's going to fuck it up for some old asinine bullshit. I'm not falling for it. I'm just letting
like
a girl
wrong.
Ain't falling
so
for
her,
it.
I don't feel like she thinks that she's wrong. So, of course, to her, that doesn't mean nothing. It's not going to, she feels like it's not going to affect her. Like, it's nothing. That's how she feels. That's how she feels.
And if that's, and if this whole statement is a lie, then
and
what?
About the, and about that pageant thing, if they want straight up drag queens, then that's what they want because that's the kind of pageant, I guess, category that they're asking for. You have to be a straight up drag queen.
And that's what RuPaul wants to call drag race.
Yeah,
all right, listen, everybody. We're going to have to change the topic up for a few minutes. This is a time where I have to let the promoter of the ball coming up this weekend come on the show and answer any questions for you guys. So I'm going to mute a couple of you. Thank you again, Tony. I'm going to leave Naomi on there because you did call in as a cast member. Vanna, Naomi, Enrique, Alexis, and Jason, we are now going to go into, it's 1 o'clock. It's going on 1 o'clock. I should have done it at 12:30. We're going to bring Storm on because now we do have the peak of our callers. Storm Valentino, you are on the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Storm?
How are you, Storm?
I'm all right.
Storm, you need to inbox me when you try to get it. Don't tag me. Inbox me.
I tagged you?
Yeah, whatever you did, you tagged me.
I think somebody else tagged you and I just commented on the post.
Oh, okay. How are you, Storm?
I'm doing good. I'm making it in New York. I'm getting out of here tomorrow.
So, for those of you that know or don't know or whatever, this weekend in Pittsburgh, the House of Valentino will be presenting the Awakening Ball this Saturday at the Hazelwood YMCA in Pittsburgh. They're giving out over $7,500 in cash and trophies. And if you guys have any questions in reference to the categories, Storm, promoter of the ball, is on the air, and they can answer any questions that you got. She can answer any questions that you guys have. Some of the grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway for $1,000, Team Performance for $1,000, Legendary Femme Queen Performance for $1,000, as well as a host of a whole bunch of other 100 and 250, 200, 500, 450, a whole bunch of cash categories. So, Storm, did you want to bring up anything really quickly before we started taking any callers?
The first thing is the ball will start at 12:30. We have a lot of categories to get through, and I intend to finish all the categories and get out all the money. So a lot of people were questioning about what time the ball will start. And then another issue that was brought up was people originally Legendary Film Queen Performance was the last category. We have moved that to being the second category of the ball right after Best Dress.
Okay. Jason, any questions for Storm?
No, I don't have any questions right now, and I'm checking the chat room to see if any of those guys have questions. Good evening, Storm. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Alexis, you have any questions for Storm?
No, I have any questions.
Enrique?
did you run down any of the categories, or at least your grand prizes? Because I didn't hear it. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. What are your grand prizes, and like some of the categories that you look forward to be participated in?
Well, the grand prizes, it's open to all runway. Open to all Butch Queen Runway, $1,000, and it's basically calling to bring it in a like a warrior effect with the bizarre twist. Then there's Team Performance, which is also $1,000, and it's asking for a production, a minimum of 5 minutes maximum. And it's asking for one Vogue film, one film queen, one realness with a twist, and one Butch Queen up in drag. And then there's Legendary Film Queen Performance, which is basically asking to recreate one of the female figure MCs, such as Nikki, Kim, Eve, so on and forth. Realness with a Twist is $500. I know, I think it was a Bring It, you want to bring it with a red and white fitted hat and then come back as your alter ego. And then there's like a lot of other little, Butch Queen Vogue Femme is also $450, and we just want you to either recreate a Mortal Kombat character if you're dramatic, or if you're soft and cunt, we want you to bring a Street Fighters character.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
So there's a ton of other different categories also that are for cash. Most of every category is for cash except for Virgin Vogue and Virgin Runway.
Okay. Enrique, Naomi, you have any questions for Storm?
No.
Vanna?
No, I speak to Storm frequently, so I know I'm pretty covered with the ball.
Okay, if any callers are out there and they have any questions for the Valentino Ball this weekend, please feel free to press 1 right now. Storm is on the line. She can answer any questions you have in reference to directions, hotel, venue, start time, grand prizes, anything like that. This way, you know, go to the ball and you're gagging and not knowing what to do. Yeah, because y'all really be killing me with that. You know what kills me the most is when y'all come to the door and y'all be like, how much is it?
Ain't that about it?
When y'all ask me how much is it, I be looking at y'all, reading y'all in my head, but I still be smiling. And you know another thing that gags me is when y'all be giving me quarters and stuff. Like $3 or $4
they give
quarter.
You change?
I be really keying at
they give you change?
Yeah, they give you change when they pay. And or you know what they do? How much is it? But as soon as you say 30, they already have it out in their hand and they just give it to you like you they were waiting for you to say it was a different price. I'm gonna tell you next time I'm gonna say $30.99 and see what y'all do.
Jasmine, you better get yourself one of the benefit machine for the benefit cards. I bet you the girls will swipe those too.
Get you a turn if you get one of those.
Girl,
okay,
that'd be a key.
You'll make it
well, you
change.
Know what? No shade. Money is money.
Let's look into that.
At least they gave it to you.
Wow.
You
any questions, please feel free to press 1. Any questions, feel free to press 1.
But Jasmine,
so, Tim, how's everything going with the ball? Are you prepared?
We're all good. We're ready. I'm more so ready for it to be over with than anything, but we're good to go.
And how's everything with the other ball, the other shenanigans that are happening that weekend?
I have no idea. I don't even follow it.
Do you have any? Are you
that's
guys selling
you
tables? I'm sorry. Are you guys selling tables?
Yeah, so the tables currently are $150 in advance, which ends tomorrow. But the funny thing is, actually, we're sold out of tables. But they were $150, and then there were $200 at the door, but we are sold out.
Well, congratulations. That's a good sign.
Yes, that's good. It sounds like it's going to be a packed function.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Oh, and it
okay.
is $30 all night, so and we would appreciate not getting quarters. And
no, you'll get quarters, I guarantee you.
Oh, see, look, you just got rid of 10% of your base now, because they're gonna come with chain jingling. Come on now, you know people. We all been there before. Y'all know all of us riding in the car. People don't have enough. They go through the ashtray to dig up some money so they can get just enough to get in. Come on now, don't act like y'all don't know.
That's right.
All right, press 1 if you guys have any questions. Anybody in the chat room? Let me see. Y'all be playing crazy.
Let me see. Can I just say something? Because this is eating at me. So you were saying female figures, and then you named women. So women are now female figures? Just out of curiosity. I mean, that was just kind of getting to me. I just had to ask that, but I'll pay it. I feel better
who
now.
Who are you asking that to?
Storm, when you said female figures, then you named females. I mean, just a random
no.
question.
Wait, I said female figure for, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Enrique, what are you saying?
No, because when she read the category, she go female figures, and then she named Rihanna, like female figures like
Rihanna, Beyonce, blah, blah, blah.
I said, oh, work. So now, see, the transgender women shouldn't feel upset because now real women are female figures. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, no. It was female figure performance, but they're bringing it as
I thought it was legendary performance.
Or Nicki Minaj or, you know, Latifah. Or that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
But you do know that women are able to walk female figure categories, right, Enrique?
Yeah, I learned that from the ball in Chicago, I think. Yeah, I learned that recently. I mean,
Naomi, what was your question?
No, because I thought he said it was legendary feminine performance.
Yes, that's what it was,
just,
legendary feminine.
He just said female performance.
Yeah.
There is a female figure performance category also, but this category that I was talking about was legendary femme queen performance.
Right. That's what's up. Sold out table.
Well, nobody's pressing one, but I'm going to keep you right there, Storm, so we can go back into our topic. If anybody comes on and asks a question, I'm going to come back to you. Will you be coming back on Monday to give us a recap of your ball?
I will.
Make sure you do so. And we will come back to you shortly, okay?
Right.
Thank you, Storm. Somebody got the kids out there high on energy. Did they go trick-or-treating, honey?
Yes, they did.
I think we did have a couple of questions now that I... Kelly, you're on the air.
I got a question.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Hey.
347-413, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, everyone. I have a question for Naomi, if she's still online. I wasn't on earlier, but I sort of read what was going on, and I'm not sure if anyone asked this question, but my question is to you, what if RuPaul had said, you know, instead of saying trannies, what if he would have said femme queen? Would you then had a problem with it?
Yeah, I would have still had a problem with it. What you mean? If he would have never said tranny?
Yeah, just the word tranny.
It's not about just the word. That's the whole issue. It's just about what's behind the word. The fact that he's basically saying that men is about the whole breakdown of transgender thing. It's not just about the word tranny.
So,
but if you would have said something, I would have probably not felt as offended until I read what I read online, and that's what made me feel like, oh wait, so he's actually going beyond about the word when he broke it down.
And I don't think he's ignorant because RuPaul has been in the game for a long time. I think this.
Well, caller,
just...
let me ask you a question, caller.
Okay.
What is the difference between a drag queen and a tranny?
Okay, the difference to me, a drag queen is someone who that pads, that doesn't have any work done, nothing done. That just like to wear women clothes or whatever every now and then, or they may do shows or whatever, however they like to do it. And a transgender is someone who wants to live their life as a woman, and they go through surgery, they moan, they do what they have to do.
Okay. Now, Naomi, what did RuPaul say the difference was?
He said the difference was surgeries.
$25,000 worth of surgery?
Yeah, and a good surgeon.
And a good surgeon. Do you agree with that, caller?
Yes, I do. I agree. It's not like he lied. He didn't lie.
But there's way more than a difference.
So you're saying that a transgender woman is just a man who got surgery?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is that you guys, everyone has feelings, emotions, and things like that. And I'm not taking nothing away from you guys, but that is certainly a part of the procedures that you have to go through to become this transgender woman.
But
so to my understanding, that's what RuPaul said. The only difference is $25,000 or whatever and a good surgeon. And there's way more than a difference. That is
exactly.
What why people are taking it offensively.
You don't have to have surgery to be a transgender woman. If you go through, if you started at an early age, young enough, and you took your hormones and went through the proper procedures, whatever, some girls don't have to have surgery to be a transgender woman. It is a way of life. It is a form of living. So for anybody to say that some $25,000 worth of surgery makes you trans, I know a lot of these, I know a lot of girls in the scene that have surgery, but they are just pure queens. Surgery doesn't separate transgender women and femme queens or trannies or whatever or drag queens or whatever, however you want to call it. But it's a way of living. It's a form of life. If you can walk into someone's house and you can say, oh, it's a nigga stay here, then no, they're not living their life as a female. They're not living as a transgender woman. If you walk in this girl house, she got boy boxers and she ain't got no man, it's just her. She got tidy whities. She don't live her life. Bitch, I have been in jail 14 months and I refuse to put on a pair of tidy whities. They had to go bring me some panties from the women's side. It was some big ones, but they had to bring me some.
So maybe that could be just very well lit. Maybe it's some trannies that he knows that live their lives just like that. And he's basing, that's where his comments are coming from, off of those people that he has met or whatever. Who knows?
Okay, thank you, caller. Really quickly, we have a couple of other callers. 814-431, you're on the air.
It's me, Jeff. Ms. Vanna.
Okay, 302-530, you're on the air.
Hello, what's up? It's Dean Valentino. I just wanted to say some of my condolences to the people who lost things in the Hurricane Sandy. But and on the RuPaul subject, I think everybody is missing, like, the point with Aaron, you know, he came out at, you know, it wasn't really acceptable, you know, when he was a child or, you know, a young adult, maybe in his 20s or 30s, you know, presenting the image of being a woman. You know, it was just a ballroom, something they did in a ballroom or just for a show. You know, it wasn't acceptable to live your life like that. So you got to kind of, like, separate the two. I know it's, like, a hard situation, but you got to look at both sides. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, you know what? Because, baby, everybody is really working me with this topic. I'm just so in utter gagnation that everybody that's been calling in here wants to sit here and wants to defend motherfucking RuPaul. When at the end of the day, this is a motherfucking homosexual faggot, and he should be on our side, and he should be defending the transgender woman in this scene instead of trying to bring them down. And everybody wants to sit here and everybody want to make an excuse. Fuck RuPaul and fuck everything the fuck he stands for. And that's my opinion. And I thank y'all for reaching out.
I agree.
Thank you, Kelly. 367-8993, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
Okay, this is Tiffany, honey.
Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Did you make it home safely?
Yes, honey. Yes. I'm in the bed right now. I said, let me call and see what Jasmine's talking about tonight. What's going on?
Is that a tranny?
No, that's real fish.
I'm sorry. That's what?
That's real fish.
Who said that?
Stephanie.
Who said that? It sure is, and only a jaded honey bitch would say something like that. But I am. You're right.
So, you know what? I need everybody to be quiet. Everybody to be quiet. I'm going to ask Tiffany the question.
Hold on, Jasmine. No, please let me ask her, please.
Don't ask me what?
Tiffany.
What?
They told me you was on the Texas Walking Strip Queen Reel this one time.
They said I was what? They said I was what?
Sis, they said you was walking realness. Was you walking realness?
Who said I was walking realness? Who told you that?
Somebody said you was walking realness a couple of years ago, and the girls was giving you tears, giving you your life down there in Texas.
Oh, girl, honey. I ain't never walked, honey, really no balls like that, first of all. But I think one time I was at a mini ball, yeah, and they pushed me out there, honey. They was living too, girl. I sure did, honey. You know, I ain't never jaded about what I do, honey. That's one thing about me, because I can keep it real. You right,
okay.
Honey. They was
I have
out.
A question for Tiffany. I have a question for Tiffany.
And it wasn't even realness. It was
Tiffany.
It was fake.
Tiffany,
huh? Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Tonight's topic is about a comment that RuPaul made. RuPaul,
mm-hmm.
You know RuPaul, right?
I love RuPaul, okay.
RuPaul said the only difference between a drag queen and a tranny is surgery, $25,000, and a good doctor. What do you think?
I don't think that's true because, I mean, it takes more than $25,000 and a good doctor to go from a drag queen to be a trainee. First of all, it's about the way you live. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think you're a woman. You live your life as a woman. I mean, if you get surgery, yeah, that enhances what you already know in your mind and how you already feel. But that's not the only thing that separates a drag queen, which is basically a man who puts on a wig most of the time to either do a show, do a ball, but he comes up out of it. He has no work. He doesn't take no hormones as compared to a transgender woman who does take hormones, who does, you know, take the steps to become, you know, a real woman. So how does he feel like that's only a $25,000 difference?
Hmm. Thank you.
Mm. And that's coming from real fish.
Thank you very much.
Female figure. Female figure.
Exactly. Thank you. Y'all just keep trying to tell people tease. I can't deal with this.
She is She is not a female figure. She is drag cunt.
Thank you.
I told y'all on Saturday when I called her out for LFS, that's drag cunt.
Exactly. I mean, I can't help. I had my surgery 10 years ago, girl. The girls want to see my surgery.
God.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you know. So, you know, it wasn't even $25,000 back. You know, I just paid a good $17. So does that mean I had bad work done? Does it?
You okay?
Let's have a kiki. Yeah, Jasmine, honey. Please. But I love you all, honey. I see Alexis is on the show and Kelly and Jazz, and I don't know who else is on here because I just called in. But I finally made it home. Dear God, I'm here. I'm so glad. Jasmine, have you made it home?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Am I the only one that hasn't made it home?
No,
J-Rock
as we speak. J-Rock is on the bus as we speak.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I was too happy to get on that plane this morning, honey. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was just like, oh, thank God. I'm here. I have arrived. But, yes, honey, Jasmine, I love you all, honey. I'm about to go to bed. I'm over it, shook over it. And RuPaul, when did he say this, though? Can I ask you that, Jasmine? When did he say this?
Monday night. I've been stuck in a hotel. I think it was on his show recently.
Yeah, it was
Naomi
on the show Monday night.
Monday
on
night.
RuPaul Drag Race on All Stars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I missed that. And I love RuPaul. Like, no shade. I love RuPaul. You know, you should have got the ad. We should have been asking this. Why don't you get that Maria Balenciaga, honey? Mariah. What's she think about that, honey? She was on that show.
In fact, doesn't Kelly know Jiggly Caliente? Let's get her on the phone.
Hey,
oh, yeah,
Tony
Jiggly.
Tony said that article was from January, and they asked RuPaul's opinion about someone else's fat. Someone else. That's what he said. And he said fat.
Tony, you're back on the air.
Yeah. Jasmine, thank you for clearing that up. She did say that on her show Monday. And, and it was when they was on panel. When you're on panel, she always says some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was something that was supposed to be taken like this, like I said before. And I watch her show faithfully since season one to now. So it is what it is. She made a comment. You know what I'm saying? If we all sit there and be on top of every single ignorant comment, we all be defending ourselves consistently. And the only person said, the female said, what's the, it was a straight person who asked, but what's the difference between, and matter of fact, I think it was Vicki Lawrence. She said, what's the difference between a transvestite and a drag queen? And she said, about $25,000. And something, it was just a key. That was it. Who has time during the panel to explain to a straight person, oh, well, hold on, y'all. We're going to wait. We're going to make sure she gets all the information. Let's be realistic, okay? Let's be absolutely realistic. And that article, and I didn't do 100% the research, but I damn sure hung up to do some research. Sweetie, it was about some guy named Lance Ross. He made a fucked up statement. They asked RuPaul, what did she think about it? And she gave her opinion. You ask somebody their opinion, they give their opinion. You ask Kelly her opinion, she gives her opinion. You ask Jazz her opinion, she gives her opinion. You ask somebody her opinion, she gives her opinion. You make anybody their opinion, they give an opinion. That's it. There was no great big article on RuPaul. That's not what the article was about. And it was in January. We on November 1st.
But, Tony, you can't understand why some people may take it offensively, right?
Nope. I surely
he
cannot.
He doesn't because he does not live the life of a transgender woman. He does not know what
but
it
I
is.
But I have transgender. Wait a minute. I watched the show with
still,
a transgender.
It doesn't matter. You do not understand.
Okay, all right.
What
right.
It
so just,
to
just
be
ignore us and we just
a very big
so,
difference.
You know what, Jasmine? You asked me a question. I said no. I explained why. Okay? Had she said something like when Naomi was on that show, and they made those comments, yes, I was 100% behind Naomi. I thought what was said and how it was said was fucked up. Okay? So don't tell me about what I do or don't understand. Nobody can tell me about me. I can't tell nobody else about them. It was a comment about 20. When you go out and you witch hunt somebody, then have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. That's all I'm saying. And I think that's only fair. We have all been witch hunted before. And I believe a lot of us unfairly. Some people may be fairly. I don't have a problem with standing behind anything that somebody says if you've done all your homework behind it. And the short little bit of homework I'm doing, it's like, okay, she said it on the show, it was a joke. During panel, they constantly make jokes. Constantly make jokes. And then you're talking about an article in January, it's November 1st, and it's about somebody named Lance Ross, and they asked her opinion. Then they turn and ask her opinion about Barack Obama. Really? Who cares what she thinks about Barack Obama? Personally. And that's in the Huffington Post. Sorry, I just don't know. I don't see what she disrespected the community. I just don't see where it's legitimately written that way, that she disrespects the community. I'm just saying.
Well, we have another caller, 443-509. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Mother Lucy from the Baldwin Group, and I just want to say, being a transgender woman, I totally agree with Naomi, and I think it was RuPaul is in the mainstream eye, and I think for him to make a comment like that, I think it was just ridiculous and disrespectful to me. Everybody does have their opinion. Maybe it was a joke he was joking, but being a transgender woman, I don't think that that's a joke. I don't think my life is a joke. I don't think the labeling me a tranny, that's not a joke to me. This is my life. This is something that I live. I just don't think it's a joke. And he's supposed to be an advocate or, you know, in the public eye for the LGBT community. And to make a statement like that, I think it was disrespectful and offensive. And I myself, as a YouTube personality, I will be going on YouTube after I do all of the facts, just like you said, and I'll be making a video response to it. I'm speaking against it because I do feel as though it would be disrespectful.
And I think every transgender woman who feels that way should do so. Thanks, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller.
I agree.
412-616, you're on the air. 412-616, you're on the air.
Bye, caller.
Jasmine, somebody made a point in the room, and I want to read it. And they said, Mr. Mann actually said it, and his comment was, as long as the community keeps disrespecting each other, how serious can we really be?
Mm-hmm. I agree
100%. Because for me, this goes beyond the topic, because I don't deal with that, with the bitch queen, with nobody in the scene. Like, I don't deal from disrespect in that manner from nobody. So that's why, to me, I feel like if these transgender women out there, if you allow these people to continue stepping on you, that's all life is going to be about. Y'all girls need to get up and fight. Any more callers?
If you guys are on the phone lines and want to touch up on this topic, please press 1. It's very interesting. This is really a big debate. You got a couple of people that say they agree with it. You got a couple of people that say they don't see nothing wrong with it. And you got a couple of people that say it is very offensively.
I just don't want to lose no friendship with anybody over my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Or, association with anyone over my opinion. Everyone has a right to their opinion. That's just all I'm trying to make sure. Now, we may be sternly about our feelings, our beliefs, but I don't think it should go no further than that. I don't dislike anybody on this phone, and I don't want nobody to, really dislike me because I have a difference of opinion. I watched the show. I know how it was said. I just read the article. I know how it was said. So my whole point is I'm just going to go by what I saw. What I read, you know what I'm saying? Granted, I may not live that life, but it's the same way people use the word butch queen. Some people say it with so much nastiness that it makes me think like, well, damn, what you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? And I've said this before in another group. When you use the word butch, it's a different when you say, oh, she's a butch queen, but those butch queens, it's the inflection in your voice and the way people say things. But we don't take it as offensively. I mean, we just don't. We just like, you know what, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I know for me, I treat all trans, I don't even know what word to say. So I'm just going to say all females like females, period. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to treat you like a female, period. You're a female, you got on a dress, you got on makeup, whatever the case may be. I'm going to treat you like a female, period. And in society, every now and again, people get disrespected. And it is for us to say, hey, wait a minute, calm down. You shouldn't treat that person like that. But I want to understand all the facts. I mean, I don't go around calling females bitches. But my girlfriend, I'm like, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just, sometimes we got to kind of come together and think rationally and attack a situation. Instead of just, I'm gonna become Malcolm X about the situation or everything. It's not always that. Sometimes you gotta be a little bit of, oh God, what's his name? Sorry, I shouldn't even forgot his name of all people.
Martin Luther King
about the situation. You know, you handle it with difference, with intelligence.
I mean, Tony's my mother. I love Tony down to the floor. I respect his opinion about everything that he says, and I go to him about a lot of things that I go through as a person. But, I mean, it's certain things I disagree with because I've been in different situations than some. I've been in different, like I said when I spoke earlier about it, I calmed down. That's why I wasn't speaking. But I've been in situations with RuPaul where he's utterly had a problem with the transgender community. So I can see the difference of your opinion and my opinion because I've seen it happen visually versus being able to just watch him on TV or watch him kiki. I've seen it different. I've seen how he's treated the girls. So I never would feel personally attacked by Tony. But I do want you to understand that it's not as simple as the black and white that you see on TV, because it's not.
You sleep. I totally get you. When you go through something personal, which we all have gone through something personal, You know what I'm saying? But my whole point is, okay, granted, we've gone through something personal. Now, how do we go about it in an intelligent, calm manner? That's all I'm saying. To just go out on a witch hunt on this person, and honestly, I'm being honest with you, I cannot live your experience. You cannot live my experience. But what I'm saying is that when someone tells me that something is a fact, and to now go and investigate it, and I do, and I'm not getting exactly what you are now saying, you know what I'm saying? I have a bit of a, I have a right to question you now.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you. I'm just talking third person.
In general. Right.
Yeah, I have that right now. You're telling me one thing, and I'm doing investigation, and what you're telling me is not what was said verbatim.
All right, let's see what Marcus has to say. Marcus is trying to say something. Go ahead, Marcus.
I'm doing fine. Oh, hey, how are y'all? I'm going to get to the topic. I have 2 points. My first point was that the part in which the joke was made, you know, there are parts of the show that are scripted, like when they write those, I guess, the scripts for the whatever they're going to act out. And then, you know, so it's part of it may have been, there were like 4 jokes said, and the way
the
show
was
edited.
No, I live in New York. I was in D.C. for the weekend, so.
That's Kelly.
Kelly, I'm muting your phone. I can hear your conversation. Go ahead, Marcus.
So the show was actually, maybe that part was maybe scripted, and maybe delivery and the editing of it, it just didn't come off right. But I perceived it as a joke because there were like 3 other. They kind of flashed back to the girls, the contestants, and then came back to Mama and RuPaul, and then the next joke came out. And it was kind of like a, I guess like a 2-person joke. You're like, well, what's this, this, and this? And they're like, well, what is it? And then she gave her answer. And they were done like 3 or 4 times. The other part to it is I've noticed that kind of based on kind of some of RuPaul's drag statements, she may not necessarily, that I don't think she's necessarily against transsexuals. She more favors drag queens. Someone even asked her at one point on the show, why isn't the show open to trans, you know, to femme queens, what we consider femme queens? And she basically said that she feels as though there are many opportunities already open for them, and she wanted to give an opportunity to some people who are already kind of marginalized because, you know, some people view drag queens kind of lesser than women in comparison to femme queens. So just think about that. That's all.
Thank you, Marcus.
That was interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, actually.
I know I don't look at drag queens like I do a femme queen at all. Not in the least little bit. I think I just personally think it takes a lot to be a femme queen. It takes a lot of tenacity to sit there and I like when people say, like when straight people say to us, oh, gay is a choice. Really? So we choose to be laughed at. We choose to have bottles thrown at us. We choose to have to come out to our parents and break their hearts. We choose all this. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know I chose that. Think about the sexual aspect of it and not the emotional and the mental aspect of it. None of us are really that much different from one another. It's just how we choose to further live our lives.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. I get mad when people say that as well. That comes across a lot. It's a choice. You're right. I say exactly what you say as well.
And it's not a choice. I don't think you choose to be a femme queen. I think that is, I mean, excuse me, I, like I said, I don't know. I'm even getting mixed up because now I'm doing on a whole nother study. I'm trying to get with FTM now because I want to make sure I don't disrespect them because they thought I had said something one time disrespectful. And it was a joke. That's how come I can speak on this issue. I made a joke about the FTM community one time in a group post, and somebody copied and pasted the whole conversation. And because of who I am in the Boston scene, they really were upset about it. And I let them know it was a joke, and I do apologize. I didn't mean it. I meant it as just what it was, a joke. You know what I'm saying? But don't witch hunt me. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm making an effort to understand their community because the names constantly change. I didn't know there was a difference between female to male and butchers. I never knew there was a difference. I thought it was all the same thing. I had no clue it was different. So I have to learn. And I've been in this scene 27 years. I've been gay longer than 27 years. But the whole point is that things change, things evolve. And sometimes when you get older, you start to get stuck in the ways of the past. But if you're going to continue to be in this kind of scene, you have to evolve with them as well and find out what's going on. So, you know, that's why I'm saying don't demonize a person, educate a person. That's what I'm saying.
We have another caller, 619-500. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's Mimi again. I just want to say this. To say that, for him to say that the only difference was $25,000 and a good surgeon really is offensive for the simple fact of it's a mental process. It's hard to go through this transition. It's not easy. You deal with so much. You're not only dealing with hate from the hetero community while you're transitioning, but you're also dealing with the hate from the LGBT community, the ones that are supposed to lift us up and be our sisters and brothers, which is very sad. People need to understand that it's a choice for some, but for others, this is just who we are. What I mean by that, it's a choice for the girls who are doing it for the coin, that are doing it for the trade, that are doing it for the ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
But those who are, mm-hmm. who are living mm-hmm. this life outside of the ballroom, it's not a choice. This is who I am. I've been through hell and back dealing mentally with myself, going back and forth, trying to figure out, well, am I wrong? Am I right? What the fuck is going on here? Because I, like most people, I grew up with the old school grandmother who had my head in the Bible and was telling me that this is an abomination, this is an abomination, this is an abomination, over and over. So growing up, I'm battling with me feeling like a woman on the inside, me being so feminine, and the fact that they telling me that it's wrong for me to feel this way. So I think that's why Laomi really took offense to it, because I would take offense to it if I had heard about it when it happened.
I just want to say one thing to you. What you've gone through, and what it is, and where you're at now, sweetie, you are no mistake. God makes no mistakes. God makes absolutely no mistakes. He allows good and bad in this world for a reason. I put that on my wall one day to explain to people. God put good and bad on this earth for a reason, for us to learn, for us to avoid, and for us to have experience. And that's all there is. You are nobody's mistake. You are not put on this earth as a mistake. The choices that you make are not mistakes. And how you live your life is, sweetheart, it is not a mistake. And I have STEM queen daughters. And trust and believe, that is what they are, my daughters. I don't call them by nothing else but daughters. I call them by the names that they've chosen for themselves, and I treat them as such. So I don't want nobody to think I misunderstand, but you made another very, very important point. You said there are two type of girls, the girls that do it for the bad reason, the girls that do it for the good reason. And the girls that do it for the bad reasons also hurt you all. And if you all as a community don't get together and school them and explain to them, the people who come around the bad part of your particular community, guess what? That's all they see. That's all they come in contact with. That's what they're going to make comments to. Yeah.
But that's a part of life, in all honesty.
It is a part of life. So that's why I'm saying it. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, that we have to go within ourselves. Like when it comes to Butch Queen, if we have people who, let's just say, and I hate to use this, but it seems to be what people consider to be so negative. Let's say the people who escort us as Butch Queens, we need to go and let them know, hey, you're a dude, you're a man, you can get a job. It's a little bit easier for you. You can put on this facade. So, you know, you should be out there trying to help our community. You should be in the forefront of our community trying to help people understand that we have other people. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
Hello?
Oh, I thought I got disconnected. I'm sorry. And to help people. But I also want people to understand the show was called, the title of the show was Laughing. They did exactly how Laughing was done. It was quick, catty joking. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't like something, I believe you should write in. I believe Laomi should write in. I believe everybody who felt it was offensive, yes, you should write in. But understand something. I just don't believe that demonizing this particular one person for this is the right thing to do. I think that first you should start by trying to inform this person and educate this person the same way the FTM community is trying and helping to educate me. And I thank people like Kim Prada, Sean Ebony, and Susan for coming to me and opening up my eyes to something I had no clue about. Instead of demonizing me, they educated me.
And that's what I try to do on a personal level when it comes to people asking me, well, what is a transsexual? What do you mean by this? What is this, that, and the other? And if like people want to understand, but at the same time, they so stuck in that stereotype of the drag queen that they can't see past that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm listening to you.
They don't get past that. It's like I've been in chat rooms with quote-unquote hetero people. I can't say all of them are hetero, but they'll sit up there and say, well, you're not a real transsexual because you haven't had the final surgery to get a pussy. And I'm like, how are you going to tell me what I am? I'm living this life.
Right.
You need to do your research.
Right. Right.
That's like I hate when people try to like we can't say transgender woman really for the simple fact of transgender is the umbrella term. It houses us all from the transsexuals, male to female, female to male, on down to the transvestites and the drag queens.
Right. Right.
Once people understand, it's kind of like how I explain to people, it's kind of like having a Honda. That's the brand name. That's what transgender is. And then you have transsexuals and all of this, which is the same as the model of the car. You have the Civic Accords and what have you.
Okay, I get you. I get what you're saying.
So once you understand the different, you know, levels of what it is to be transgender, you have some people who can care less about being a woman every day, i.e. drag queens. You have some people who wake up every morning and that's just who they are, i.e. transsexuals.
Right. Now, let me ask you this so I understand better. Okay. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I've always thought. And I have no problem opening my mind to changing it, but I want to be clear on this show that I'm asking you. Transgender are just the difference. Okay. The difference between transgender and transsexual is the surgery, correct? Or am I incorrect?
No.
Okay.
Transgender is the umbrella term. Once again, back to the idea of it's the brand name.
Okay.
Under that brand name, you have the different models of cars.
Uh-huh.
It's like that. Transgender is the umbrella term. A transsexual is someone transitioning from one sex to the other.
Can I touch on that? Being transgender is actually the same thing as being transsexual, but the difference is that the term transsexual to society means that you got your sex changed, basically, because you change your sex, you trans your sex. But being transgender is all in the mind. Basically, you feel like you're the opposite gender, and you live your life as that gender that you feel.
Okay.
The whole transvestite the whole transvestite thing, that's a drag queen. It's basically how they...
Okay, that's disrespectful then.
Yeah, and then the thing about it is, and then there's even a difference between a drag queen and a transvestite.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to get at with y'all. I want to make sure that I don't be, me personally, I want to be educated. And I think the other butch queens on here would like to be educated, as well as maybe a few others who aren't. This is my thing. I want to know what term it is appropriate to use now that is not disrespectful. And that's the term I'm going to choose when you all inform me that I will make sure that as far as the people that are in my circle who are my friends who I respect and who respect me will use. So I want you all to tell me right now what is the appropriate term. And that's the term I will use because there's way too many of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what it is so that I won't be disrespectful to you all. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I was disrespectful on this phone. I do speak sternly, but I don't think I was disrespectful. But I am asking you all to tell me what term is to be used appropriately, especially if you don't have the change in and of itself.
I personally prefer for a person to call me either a transgender woman or a transsexual woman.
Okay.
Hello?
All them other terms
mail
are kind of like
back.
Derogatory.
Transgender Hello? Woman is best.
Transgender woman is fine. Yeah, because that's what we are.
Okay.
Yeah,
basically now I
transgender
know.
Transgender woman. We're women.
Okay.
We're just women that we're going through a trans. We are. How the hell do I say it? Hold on. Sorry, y'all. We are women that are basically going through transsexualism.
No, you don't have
right.
to explain it. I
no,
just want to know what it is that y'all would prefer to be called. And so, therefore, I can be an advocate of the proper usage. That's all I'm saying. Because you shouldn't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain yourself to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line, you don't have to explain yourself. I'm not going to explain myself to nobody why I'm gay. I'm not going through that. I'm too old to go through that. Now, if you're 21, you want to go through all the explanation, fine. I'm not 21. Okay, I will be 43 years old. I don't have time to explain myself no more. So the bottom line is it's transgendered woman, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's what I'll be using from now on because I was informed by the proper people on what term to use, and that is how I will give it from now on, and that's how I'll explain to house members, non-house members, people in my private circle, all that. And I will apologize if I use any other term tonight besides transgender woman. I honestly did not know.
Thank you,
Tony. Jasmine, can I ask a question? I don't mean of like you and the rest of the panel. This is kind of like a play on what RuPaul said and what the caller just said about the transgender and the umbrella. I have always wanted to know, this is honest to God, when you're saying, okay, basically somewhat of a difference between a drag queen and a transgender woman is basically the surgery and things like that. Okay, why is it that I don't understand how, okay, if you make up in your mind that you want to become a woman, you want to live your life as a woman every day, you take your steps, the hormones, blah, 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 all of that. Why is it so that some, I guess, choose not to get the surgery or, you know, I've heard of things go like you can get castrated or whatever, but, like, maybe that would be the first step they would choose to do. But, like, okay, so my question is why do they not choose to get the surgery? Want to live as a woman, I never understand like why they don't choose to get the surgery. Because to me, if you don't get the surgery, but you're taking hormones, you're getting breast implants, you're doing all of this, I just don't understand the point. Like,
It's a personal choice that is between me and my body and my mind and my God, and it's not up for explanation with anyone else.
Not bad. I say amen, hallelujah.
Exactly. It varies from girl to girl. Every girl has an idea in their head of how far they want to go. You have girls that are transgender women, but at the same time, they just want to stay femme queens.
Mm-hmm.
They like
what
the femme like.
Hold on a second.
Storm, you're back on.
Oh, no. I was calling in because I was listening to the conversation and I just wanted to comment on the conversation about transgender women and just kind of giving from my personal perspective, it's definitely a big difference than $25,000. Just recently, this summer, I was going through the same thing, and if I wanted to make the change, and you know, I was literally, and I'm not an escort. I literally was going to work, 9 to 5, as a female, and I can definitely agree that it's more than $25,000 worth of work that goes into being a woman. That's a lifestyle, and it's definitely a it's deeper and it's a hard process to go through. Unfortunately, I did not continue to go through the process. But, I mean, I was on the hormones and I was on the going through the laser and doing everything that a transgender woman would go through. And for now that I've really caught the grasp of the conversation, for anybody to say that it's $25,000, they're definitely a fool. And I have, like, the most I have the highest respect for anyone who completed the process or who has went through the process, because I do understand it's not easy. It's way more than surgery.
Can I just ask a question to Storm?
Oh, yeah,
I just
want to
make sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to ask a question to Storm.
Oh, go ahead.
Storm, I just want you to understand something. Please, I want everyone to understand this. I watched the show faithfully, okay? It was a laughing situation. It was a quick-witted response.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this man really feels, because this is a comedy show. Bottom line is they market Drag Race as a comedy show. So, therefore, you're going to get comedy, stupid-ass, non-intelligible responses to most things. I'm telling you, it was just Vicki Lawrence asked the question. It was a quick response, okay? That's exactly how it was. I honestly, personally, it's my personal opinion, don't feel that RuPaul really thinks that's all there is to it. Hell, I have transgendered woman daughters. And trust and believe, I know it has, for them to look the way they look now, it was more than $25,000. You know what I'm saying? And it's more than just about the money. It's about everything Mimi said. It's about everything Naomi said. It's about everything that Amaya said. It's about everything Jasmine's probably said. It's everything Kelly has said. It's a whole lot more than just $25,000. It is a lifetime of achievement, in my opinion. So I just want you to understand that it was a laugh-in, and you might be too young to remember laugh-in, but there are a few girls on here who remember laugh-in, okay? And, you know, it was just something quick with it. But what I do like the fact about it is that it got us to come together and discuss it. Now, I think that was what we can take. A positive from that is that we all have gotten together, Butch Queens, transgendered women, and those in between. We all are speaking about it, and now we understand each other better, and hopefully
but you know, one of the biggest issues is just like Naomi said, a lot of straight people watch the show, and they're not going to know. Like you said, Tony, there's only a few of us on here that know what laughing is. What about those straight folks, those 17, 18, 19-year-olds that are watching the show? They're not going to know what laughing is either. They're not going to know the joke side of it. So the first thing that's going to pop up in their head is the only difference is this and that. I think that is where Naomi, as well as a lot of people, are going with this, is that here we go again with now society finding another label for us. And this is what they're going to look at us as because of what they learned or what they heard on RuPaul's Drag Race. So I think that's why, you know, it's turning into where it's going. Enrique, you're back, but you was washing dishes and stuff, so that's why I muted you. Enrique?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought I muted my phone, but I didn't. My bad.
What did you want to say?
Question, Storm, I know you said you was going through that transition. I don't know if somebody asked you this or not. Why did you stop the transition?
I was going to ask that.
The reason I stopped the transition is, and this just recently happened, like a lot of people, if y'all look at the videos on Meme Ballroom Throwbacks, I was all dressed up. Now, when you see me this weekend, I will be back to the Butch Queen. The reason I stopped is because I felt like I did not have the support that I needed. And on top of it, I don't know. I woke up and was like, this is not for me. So I cut all my hair off and I gave all my clothes away. I can't really answer why.
It's now, when you
I
said
woke
this,
up one day and just called my mother and said, I'm not doing it.
So when you said the support, do you mean like from immediate family? Like, are you talking about immediate family or just from your community, period? I mean,
I had support from my family, my immediate family, and I had support from my the people that are around me. But I guess because all the people that were around me were butch queens, it was really hard for them to understand, especially with being on hormones. Then my mood swings would go from left to right real quick. It was hard for them to understand me, and then there was no one around me to relate. And then I wasn't, once again, I've never been a working girl. I have nothing against the working girl, but I was literally wanting to get up every morning, get on the subway, and go into my 9-to-5. And, you know, for them seeing me for 2 years as a butch queen and then walking in the office one day with high heels and this hair and stuff, everybody's getting used to me calling me a he, and then, you know, I'm going off on them because it was just a big emotional thing, and I just woke up one day and I said, I'm not doing it. I said, maybe this is just not what I should have been doing.
Okay, so
Can I say something real quick? Transitioning. When you transition, you have to, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You have to have a very, very strong mental to transition. It takes a lot of self-esteem. It takes being able to deal with people, you know, because you're not going to be passable right off the bat. You have to be able to deal with the insults, deal with and be patient with people changing how they perceive you and how they what they call you, he or she. Mm-hmm. It takes time. It took me time. I started transitioning in 2007. There are people in my family that still say he and still call me by my birth name. It's been 5 years. So it's a matter of being patient, and it's a matter of being mentally strong. Because if you're not mentally strong...
Not to cut you off, caller. If you're listening from a computer, you need to call in now. The show is going to go into record mode. Again, if you're listening from a computer, 347-215-6820, call in now. If you are on the phone line and you get disconnected, you are not going to be able to get back on the air. If you do get disconnected, thank you for calling in, and we will see you Monday on the recap show. For those of you, again, the Valentino Ball in Pittsburgh is this weekend, this Saturday. Storm Valentino is on the air. If you have any questions in reference to the ball, please press 1. On tonight's topic, we are talking about the difference between a drag queen and a transsexual. For those of you who may want to tune into tonight's topic, please press 1. While we are now in record mode and we are going to sit down for a little bit longer talking about tonight's topic or anything else. I'm sorry, caller. Mimi, you can go back on.
You have to be mentally strong. It's no ifs, ands, or no buts about it. If you don't have that mental stability, then you're going to crack. You're going to break. Speaking from personal experience, I mean, not saying that Storm was wrong, but or not saying she's weak-minded, but I came up and out. I was introduced to this scene by butch queens. Before I even transitioned, I had the stereotypical idea of a transsexual in my mind, the RuPaul's and all of this other stuff. I had to be educated, which made me more comfortable to transition. What turned it for me personally was seeing Dr. Elliot. I saw a picture of that woman and I was like, ain't no way that was ever, you know, a man. That just can't be, because that's not what a transsexual looks like. So it's like it's a mental thing. Once you get that stability and get out of that stereotypical mode, and even whether it doesn't matter whether you're around butch queens, whether you're in the scene, whether you around aka the cis women, you have to be able to have that mental stability and know who you are and whose you are.
And I completely agree with you. That's why I stated that $25,000. I mean, and I know that, Tony, you said it was just a joke, but I completely agree. It takes way more. I could have went and got $25,000 worth of work. It was the simple fact that it's way deeper than the money. It's a mental thing.
We have another caller. Let's see what this call. This caller is 770-298. You're on the air. I don't know where you went. Bishop, you're back on the air.
I've been waiting so long to comment on it. For RuPaul to say something like that, I mean, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I don't think RuPaul burned no bridges by making money, because entertainment is a cutthroat business. I mean, sometimes you can say something on TV, or you can have a title, and you can be in the pageantry world, and it can all fuck you up, period. I mean, if you in the entertainment business, I mean, you talking some stuff that people, it'll really offend a whole amount of people, then, yeah, it's a possibility that you will get low ratings. So I don't think he would really mean what he said, you know. I mean, I don't think he really meant what he said. I mean, he may give an apology. I got a feeling he probably will give an apology, because, I mean, he does not want to burn no bridges. And, you know, he makes money off the people that watch his show. He makes money. He gets bookings. I mean, it's easy to book RuPaul at a ball. It's easy to book RuPaul at a pageant. All you do is need the money and the Skrilla and to talk to an agent. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, he didn't mean it, and I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't burn no bridges, because this is a cutthroat business. Entertainment has always been cutthroat. But it comes out your mouth, people will see to the light, and, yeah, you will be one of them people that will be without money, making money, and you will lose a lot of people that actually look at you as a icon of entertainment, period. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Bishop. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, Jasmine went to smoke a cigarette, so I'm filling in for her till she's back. We can continue with this conversation, or we can change it up to something else.
I just want the ladies to know that I personally respect every single one of you all, regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into if you're real, if you're not real. I don't get into all of that. My whole point is if you're comfortable, if you're happy with yourself, that's all that's most important. I'm sure it's a much harder life than it is for me that you all have until you reach a certain plateau or a certain comfortability. You know what I'm saying? And I personally know, because I'm around one transgender woman every single day. You know what I'm saying? And I deal with them. I deal with transgender women, you know, most of the time. And my whole point is that I just totally respect y'all. I think it's sexy. I think when y'all trick the men, it's sexy. I think when I see them lusting for y'all, I think it's sexy. You know, I don't find it to be funny. I find it to be sexy. I find it to be something, you know, you're living your life, your dream, what you want to do. You know, I just want all of you all to take it one step further. I don't knock anybody for how they make their money. I don't knock no kind of escorts, and I know that I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. But, baby, women been doing this. It's the second oldest profession next to carpentry. So let's be realistic here. It's never going to stop. It is what it is. I don't knock nobody for how they get their hustle on in that retrospect. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we should eliminate that from the whole conversations from now on. I don't understand why people are always harping on it, because it's not a negative. It helps you to get to the next thing. Nobody ain't going to hand you the money to do it. If you do get somebody like that, then, you know, more power to you. But I personally respect all the ladies. I love all the ladies. If they respect me, I'm going to respect them back. You disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect you. That's real life. You know what I'm saying? But I take my hat off to all you women. Do you be confident in what you do? Accept yourself first. Because if you accept yourself, then the next group of people will respect you and accept you. And regardless, it's not about being real. It's about being real with yourself. That's the way I look at it. And I just want to say thank you for being you. And thank you for teaching me a new word. I will make sure I use transgender women from now on.
Yeah, I like the new word, too. Yeah.
And just a touch on what Tony said about the escorting thing. I mean, a lot of girls prefer to escort than get a 9-to-5 for the simple fact of how expensive hormones are. They are not cheap. You can't always get them from your girlfriend or your grandmother or, you know, these other people. They are not cheap at all.
All right.
So, I mean, you can't knock a girl for trying to get it the way that she can. I know lots of girls who have 9-to-5s and they escort on the side.
Yeah, I know a couple of them too, actually.
So,
right.
I mean,
and it's the oldest profession. Child, it's in the Bible.
It really is.
It's in the Bible.
It really
it's
is.
The carpentry is the oldest profession. It's in the Bible. So you're going to sit here and knock also the Bible? Let's be realistic. You know, I listen to some of these shows and I just look at my, I just shake my head some days. I'd like these girls say some of the stupidest shit. And I mean girls in general, not, I just say, girl, how they have done no history, no research. They just have an emotion and start talking. Like, girl, stop talking from emotion all the time. Do some history, do some research, and then come back and make an intelligible argument. Don't just talk from the hips all the time. It's just not cute. It really isn't. You know what I'm saying? And this is one of the best conversations I have ever had, and I'm so happy that RuPaul made that mistake. I will go ahead and I will bow down and use that word at the very least, that he made this mistake, because it opened up a door for me to understand how you all feel. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to feel like I disrespect. I don't really don't want to say it, but I love RuPaul. I'm going to protect him. I'm sorry. But he did make a what they call him in the political world, he made a gaffe.
A gaffe, right.
You know, he made a gaffe. You know, now if he does it again, then, yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, like, girl, you're cutting the mustard now.
Well, in fact, wasn't that the name of the show that he was playing gaffe in?
Yeah, he said gaffe in. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what it's called.
Yeah. But, yeah. Since we started on politics, can I ask about the elections? How do people feel about the election? And is it true that people are going and voting booths and they're actually picking one candidate, but they're voting for another? Because I just heard that on the news. I want to know if that's actually true. Anybody heard that as well or no?
No, I haven't heard that.
Right.
I heard it.
You heard
they
it?
They're picking a candidate and saying somebody different?
No, they're picking one candidate, but they're actually voting for another. Like that just came across on TV, so I just want to know if that was actual factual or that's just, you know, propaganda or something like that.
Maybe I'm getting old and hearing. Say that again.
I said I heard on the news about a half an hour ago that the lady was saying, you might be thinking you're voting for one candidate, but you're actually voting for the other. And then, like, I was listening to the show, then I didn't actually get to turn around and get into what she was saying. I wondered, did anybody else hear that?
I don't know.
I heard it on the news as well. That's why I asked in the beginning of the show if anyone knows more information about that.
Right.
To please call in. Kelly, did you hear anything about that on the news?
Our news has been sandy all damn day.
Kelly.
Yeah, no, it's been about that. And I kind of think, as bad as I want Obama to win, and I'm going to wait for him, but I kind of in my heart feel as though, and I hope that my heart is wrong, in my heart, I kind of feel as though that he won't win because of foolery and trickery and just deception of like stuff like this to happen, because they really don't want him in there. And they're going by any means to keep him out. And so if you're going through bullshit like this, you know, when you're blatantly voting for him, but yet you're, you know, unbeknownst to you, voting for Mitt Romney, that how the fuck can you stop that? Especially when his, isn't it true that his nephew or son or something like that owns voting booths? Anybody hear about that as well?
I've heard that argument, and I'm going to tell you again why I have a, I'm just, like I said, I'm going to try to live my life half, cup half full. Here's the problem I have. You get what you get. If you know, if we've been told this, you think that people who are making millions of dollars don't already know this? If they don't say nothing,
guess what? You get what you get on November 6th. Because ain't no way in the hell you're going to tell me in early October that this man who's running against me, his son own all this stuff, and I'm not going to make a federal case about it before the election.
But I think they
That's
are.
Just not
going
to happen. No, I've not heard. I've heard that one time. I've heard it one time, and I heard it on Facebook.
All right. Now I heard it on
I ain't heard on the news.
No,
I ain't heard
on
the right news.
I know. I thought I heard it on the news.
I ain't see the cackling hens of The View mention it either. And you can best believe Whoopi Goldberg would be mentioning it after she do her research.
Right. Well,
she's
going to
say something.
Let's see if she say something about this girl, because I actually heard this someone on the news about the voting thing. So I wonder if she's going to say something, because if that's the case, then it's going to be the whole Bush thing all over again. You know what
I
I'm saying?
I think he's going to win. I personally feel Obama's going to win.
I hope he does.
I personally feel that there is no way on the planet that this man is going to lose. I think there are way more minorities and educated white folks than there are racists. I personally believe that in my heart of hearts of America. I'm going to keep that in the atmosphere. I'm going to keep that in the universe. I'm believing that our people are going to vote because they understand the importance of it. I'm seeing people take pictures that they're voting early, and I appreciate these people. And I want people to know that I appreciate them. And I damn sure, I don't give a damn if I got to crawl downstairs, because downstairs is in my building, so I ain't got no excuse. I don't give a damn if I got to crawl down. I'm going there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be there. I'm going to exercise my right to vote. Everybody should exercise their right to vote. I believe this man's going to win. I'm going to keep that in the atmosphere. I'm going to keep that in the universe. That's all there is to it.
I just hope there's no, like, foolishness or something like that, like you'll read later on down the line, because to me, I mean, if you like pay attention to politics, I do, everything this man trying to do, they try to do 5 steps to knock him down. You know, they really, really don't want him in there. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't know. That seemed to bother me when I heard that on the radio, because it kind of gave me a flashback of what happened during the Bush term.
But let me tell you something. I love listening to Bill Maher. I listen to him faithfully every week. And somebody made a comment, and they said, the elections always say they're close. I've been around for a few elections and still have other people.
Right.
And
right.
They always say it's close. Because who the hell going to listen to the news or buy the paper if it ain't close?
Absolutely.
They got to make it like that. I mean, this is the time they make their most money. I mean, if they tell you, oh, child, Obama I'm gonna go to Clinton. If they would have told us in 90, his second term, oh, child, Clinton got this hands down. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. How are they going to make money? Why would he even waste his time giving you millions of dollars to make ads when he already know he's going to win?
Right.
This is what stations are supposed to do. This is a capitalistic society. Please understand your audience. It's a capitalistic society. They're supposed to make this close so that we can be on our P's and Q's. All you can do is vote. That's it. The outcome is the outcome. We're going to have to deal with it. And I believe the outcome is going to be President Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What I believe.
I absolutely agree. I know, but I'm just one of those, you know, people that always look behind my back. Even though my mother told me that I shouldn't think like that, I'll always look behind my back like, yeah, I'm really looking forward, but then you can't. There's always a bitch behind you that would try to stab you in the back or do everything possible to steal your joy. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. I mean, after hearing that, like, tonight, I was just really concerned. So I was wondering if anybody else heard about that or...
Well, we have to worry about Florida. That's what we have to... Oh, I'm sorry, Jasmine. You still on the phone? I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Because that state is the fool.
Yeah,
she really is, honey.
Oh, yeah.
She really is.
Mm-hmm. But it is what it is.
Has anybody voted that's on the phone? It's like 7 people on the phone. Has anybody voted already?
After my vote early, but I did.
Oh, okay. I can't vote yet. We don't have early voting here in New York.
We have early vote, but I don't trust it, so I'm waiting until next week.
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm waiting until next week as well. Yeah, I'm going to be there. And you know what I'm so happy about? Because this to me, I know, like, when he first got into office and before he first got in, it generated a lot of buzz, and it was highly, like, publicized. But from my ears to the street, it's really generating a whole lot of buzz to me. And you don't hear about it that much, but everybody's talking about having, like little picnic baskets for people who want to stand in, like, for people standing in line, like, not the people who, because you're not allowed to do that, but people actually standing in line, having picnic baskets, like, all these drinks, or just having a little light party, because you can't do full party, light party, for those 3 hours wait in line. And I'm, like, so proud to hear that, you know what I'm saying, because people preparing to stay in line that long. So thank God for being in line for that long. And I just got joy of hearing that, personally. So, I know there's a little old women around here that's talking about cooking for everybody. They see a line. And I'm like, that's what's up.
It's just like 92. I remember 1992 when Clinton was running. And when I tell you, I was in college at the time. When I tell you they was picking people up, I mean, it was a big thing. We just had to get rid of the Reagan-Bush era. It was just way too much. It was just carrying the fuck on. And I remember how much it galvanized, and it was just amazing. When he ran for his second term, I mean, let's be realistic. We knew he was going to win, but it wasn't as much uproar about it because he wasn't trying to get a jackass Republican out of office at the time. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't 12 years. It was him. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, we didn't have to re-register the vote because, child, we had already registered. You know what I'm saying? You don't lose your registration like that easy. That's what people fail to realize. So when they say registration is down, okay, because so many people registered then. You know what I'm saying? They have still been voting since. So you have to understand that. But it's always a play on a lot of things, and we have to understand that, you know, when we're dealing with society. That's why I say that. You know, I know it's a lot of work, but we have to do research. We have to continuously do research, download these Huffington Posts, these MSNBCs, these CNNs, and get a whole lot of different information and then make up your mind then. You know what I'm saying? How you going to do things. You know, and don't forget to also get some of these senators, some of these congressmen, these Republican congressmen out, because this man was unable to do a lot of things because of them. And I guarantee you Friday, the unemployment rate is going to go down yet again. I believe that. I put that out there in that universe, and we got to put that out there together because a lot of people I know have been getting jobs. I ain't going to lie to you. Private sector, but they've been getting jobs. You know, so.
To touch voting ballot thing, the machines, Lee Anthony had posted an article in the group talking about how the it's in Ohio that they discovered that the machines were owned by a board of directors, in which 21 of them are donors to Mitt Romney's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Saying basically they think, you know, you should keep eyes on the voting machines, you know, due to the whole, you know, tricks and whatnot. Personally, I think everybody should vote by mail due to, you know, people can mess with technology more so than they can, you know, mess with your ballot.
Okay, we're losing callers. Everybody's phones are dropping. But we did hear what you said, Mimi. We did hear what you say. Naomi, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all. I'm about to put my nieces to sleep because they fill up. They playing.
Okay. We're probably going to wrap it up in a few moments anyway, so I want to say thank you to you, Naomi, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I want to thank everybody who called in and touched on the subject.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. Good night, everybody.
Right,
love you all. Thank you so
much. Good night, Naomi.
Good night.
All right, good night.
And Mimi, I want to say thank you also for calling in. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jasmine. I tried to stay out of my Madea character tonight to give y'all an old, you know, a very educated response.
Well, you did a good job. I really appreciate it. And Vaughn, are you still there? And Jason.
I'm here.
And Bishop, you keep pressing one. Go ahead.
Listen. What they're saying is, if you are a Democrat, just because you pick all Democrats does not mean that you're voting for Barack Obama. So when you go into the booth, before you just start pressing Democrat, make sure before you, if you're in the state of Maryland, there are other Democrats that are up for election. So just because you see the whole Democratic ticket does not mean Barack Obama is on that ticket. So before you make sure that he is the first person you vote for, then you start picking all those other Democratic things that you people you want to elect or vote yes on question six, vote no on this or that and the other. So that's what they're saying. When you go into the booth, be very careful and make sure you read. Just don't start pushing buttons. Read exactly what you're doing before you do it.
Can I add one extra thing? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Period, 100%, everybody should take the hand vote. Take the hand poll. Don't do it on the computer. Take the hand poll. Do it old-fashioned. Because if you do it old-fashioned, your vote is going in. Your vote is going in at that minute. At that minute, it is going in. It is going in that machine, and it's going to be counted as a vote. Please do not do it on the computer. Please don't do it on the computer. If you do it on the computer, then you will. You just like Jason was saying, you are not. You're going to pick the wrong things, and it's used. I think that was done on the computer. What they were talking about. But please take the handwritten, take the paper vote. Please do it, please. I'm telling you, please. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Bishop. Yeah, I heard that man say please. Yeah, I better do what he said. Well, I guess we're gonna wrap it up soon. Because guess what?
You tired.
I'm getting ready to go home tomorrow.
Yes, you need to pack it up.
Oh, child. Vonna, what are you doing?
Huh?
Here you go. What are you doing?
I'm on Facebook really in 3 days. So people have been responding to messages and reading me because I don't haven't been answering my phone and carrying on.
And what?
Shut up. I want that video to come down so bad. I have not obviously received more phone calls and more texts and more inboxes about that video than I care to imagine. Are you excited to go home, Jasmine?
More than you'll ever know.
You sound like me.
Is it just the three of us?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, there's callers, but they're muted.
They're not pressing one.
They're listening.
You know what I want right now? I want a motherfucking cupcake, Jasmine.
Those cupcakes on that table turned it.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I have had so many of those cupcakes. Oh, it didn't make. I drove home eating those cupcakes.
Whoever made those cupcakes, oh, my God. And I'm not really a cupcake fan, but them cupcakes were motherfucking good. And I could have sat there and ate that whole box. But I said, you know what? They will not call me a fat ass tonight. Mm-mm. It is not going to happen.
Shout out to Justin Revlon for the cupcakes.
Hey, Justin. Those cupcakes
were
amazing.
Mm.
I cut out those cupcakes,
isn't it? Yes. I already had the chocolate, so I don't know what the other flavors were on the other
cake. And I didn't have the chocolate. I had just the vanilla, like the yellow cake ones, and because I don't eat chocolate very much. But those yellow cake ones were bad. But I was filling them like Lil James Caan and everybody. Like, I come back, I'm like, give me a cupcake.
Girl, I wonder how I gave you nothing.
I I was weary. Every time someone would come my side, they would have a box in their hand. Like, don't you want to give me a cupcake?
Mm-mm.
I'm telling you, those cupcakes with everything.
J-Rock, are you listening to the show? I see you posting on Facebook asking about some sex, Iron. What are you doing?
Being fresh. That is what your child is doing, being fresh.
Viper LaCroix, my favorite sex siren now. I need to know what Viper was walking at gaggling.
I never got that outfit either, but with the powder on the face and
yeah, like, the cake. Viper, do me a favor. Next week, I need you to call in, and I have a couple of questions. When I get home, I'm going to watch all the videos and stuff and see what was going on. I have a question, a whole bunch of questions for y'all that walked that ball. Because I clearly told y'all last Wednesday, leave the baby powder at home. And there was a lot of baby powder going on in there.
There was a lot of everything going on in there, a lot of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
But the sex tower boy, they chopped, he had, anyway.
He had what?
Look at you.
He had what, Vanna?
Hello?
Hello.
He had the fattest butt ever.
Thanks for reaching out. I just had a what? I'm sorry that I had to mute. I'm sorry I had to mute y'all, but baby, mother's about to be nipped and tucked, honey. How you doing? Baby. Yes, sister. I just met me a man, honey, a plastic surgeon, honey. I'm going out to dinner tomorrow, honey. I'm about to be nipped and tucked.
Girl.
What?
I heard your conversation. I had to mute you.
Oh, you heard me talking to him?
Yes, we did.
Oh, well, baby, please, honey, please. He practiced on Park Avenue, honey. He's from Long Island, honey. He got 5 offices, honey. Ooh, child. I'm about to be everything he wanted more.
I hear that. I'm about to be
a Stafford housewife. Yes. Honey, I'm not cheating on you, honey, baby. He about to get me right, honey, please, honey. He's monogamous, he's not having sex, honey, but, honey, he wanted to know what size shoes I wear, where I dress, and all types of things. Ooh, white men are just so, Oh, my God. So, how is everyone doing?
Mm-hmm. We're not doing as good as you.
The feedback from this weekend of your conversation has been so fucking good, Kelly.
Yeah, some of the girls got good feedback, and you know some of the girls got negative feedback, but who really cares at the end of the day?
I enjoyed it, and it's no shame. I enjoyed it, and I think you did an amazing job.
I think she did, too. She gave me what I wanted.
Yes.
Oh God, I
want to
go home.
I can't wait to get to D.C. next week.
Me too.
Ivana, are you coming back to D.C.?
I sure am.
Oh, I know.
Ooh.
That's right.
I have some unfinished business there.
I know that's right.
God. I don't think I want to know. But I will say this much. If you do come, don't ever stay at that nasty ass Days Inn.
Child, I was there for like less than 20 to 25 minutes. Once I opened that door and put my bag in there, I immediately got under the room somewhere else.
Well, baby.
Sandy should have came through there and knocked that shit down.
That place is horrible.
So where did everybody else go? The girls flee?
They got dropped.
Oh,
a lot
damn.
Of phones dropped and they couldn't get back on.
Oh, damn, honey.
Bishop,
well,
Kelly gonna be here next week. You gonna see Kelly?
See, huh?
Kelly's going to be there next week. You going to see her?
I'm trying to get that accomplished around Friday. See what's going on with my daughter and somebody take care of her.
You better go see what the Kells is cooking.
Okay.
I can't with you, Bishop.
Baby, it's going high definition.
Naima, you look like you about to lose out, honey.
Honey, Naima been lost out, honey. Okay. Baby, she don't know, baby. I already told Naima if I wanted J Rock, I would have had it when I was in Texas, honey. Naima don't want no parts of my luck. But I let her have J Rock. She can have that.
I think somebody else can took J Rock.
Oh.
Bitch.
J Rock looking at.
You'd be surprised at the people that have asking me for his phone number and can't.
Okay.
J Rock looking at little Bow Wow right now.
Oh. I know that's right. Oh, that's what J-Rock want? J-Rock want a piece of that, honey? Oh, I see that picture J-Rock put up. J-Rock, you want a piece of that? Honey. Oh, so you and Naima is in competition, J-Rock, I see.
No, she want that, J-Rock too.
Like cat boys.
J-Rock want that, too. J-Rock like what?
Cat boys.
Oh, he like
cat. Too.
J-Rock like Naima, too.
I know, I'm good.
J-Rock won't bounce on Bow Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
Make it bounce.
J-Rock making it bounce?
Nah, I said the little Bow Wow might be bouncing on J-Rock.
Oh.
Who's Bow Wow?
The sex siren.
Mm-mm. Too much. Oh my God, my text message is going off. Really? Hold on, child. This is just too much. So, what is everybody getting into for the weekend?
Rest and more rest.
Yeah, I'm going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Oh, have fun.
Oh no.
Why y'all fell out like that?
It's the way you said it.
I said have fun.
You're supposed to help that child promote her ball.
Huh?
Maybe.
Kelly.
What do you mean? Which
ball promoting the Valentino ball?
Yes.
What do you mean, honey? I said have fun. I'll be home this weekend. I'm resting, honey.
Are you resting for DC?
Yeah, she's going to need all her strength for next week.
I don't need no strength, baby. Trust me, honey. All I need is a motherfucker. All I need is
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, and I'll be all right. I have all the energy I need.
Amen.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay,
mm-mm.
Baby. Stamina. Long time. Yes, honey.
I can't
wait to get to D.C.
Yeah, I'm looking
forward
to
the name.
And what's in her name? Baby, oh my God. Did y'all see my pictures of my kids?
Are your doggies? Yeah.
Yes, my kids are asleep, honey. I don't know what I'm going to get into while my kids are asleep.
I'm about to carry.
Did you ask me, did you watch X Factor tonight?
I seen the last hour of it.
Oh.
How was the first hour?
Well, I thought it was all right.
I forgot it was on for a minute.
Who you like the most?
I like my girlfriend with the short haircut, with the that's cut on the side, Ernie with the little daughter. I like her. You know, they cut all my girlfriend's hair off, though. They made her bald-headed.
I'm going to have to watch it tonight.
Yes, y'all definitely must get into it. It was definitely good, honey. I'm about to go get in the shower, honey, and watch Law and Order.
Oh, that was good.
and take it down for the night. Yeah, I can't wait to watch my Law and Order. I always keep my Law and Order for after the show is over, so I can lay down and watch my Law and Order and fall asleep, honey, and get
was
up in the morning,
good
honey.
This weekend?
Huh?
Was Revenge good?
Revenge. Was it? It was okay. It wasn't really nothing, you know. You know, it was cute, honey. You got to see it. I'm not gonna tell you about it, but you know, Miss Thing is up to something, honey. I ain't gonna tell you what she up to, but that secretary, that CEO that he appointed CEO is up to something.
I'm gonna
have to watch that because I thought she was actually one of the good girls.
No,
Am I still on it? Yeah, look at Breaking Bad.
What?
And you gotta look at the TV show Breaking Bad.
Nah, I don't even never heard of that one. I'm gonna have to Google that one to find it.
Man, that show is off the chain. But you gotta get really into it. You might have to look at all the seasons of it. It's on the seventh season. Somebody got me looking at that thing now. That thing is off the chain.
Oh, and I heard y'all when I was on the phone talking to the plastic surgeon, I heard y'all talking about voting, honey. I got my new registered to vote card today, honey, with my change of address. Honey. And it was something else that I wanted to talk about. I'm gonna talk about it when everybody's on air so they can hear, but y'all better watch out for the girls, honey. Watch out.
Girls? The girls, honey. The girls, and you gotta watch out for the girls, honey, baby. Because I put up the tea about Mother Ayanna Balenciaga being in custody with a $250,000 bond, honey.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the girls told me I'm always at the door, honey. And I said, I'm not always at your door. And the girls told me, well, you know, a delivery will be coming for you real soon.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Naima, you watching Paris is Burning with your little friend. Who's your little
Hold
friend?
Hold on. Stop the press.
Yeah,
stop
wait a minute. That comment
press.
Kind of shook me a little bit. What the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly, Yachty. Exactly, Yachty.
Yeah,
tell me a delivery will be coming for me real soon, girl.
Can you please tell me who said that?
Who you think? If I said I'm
the
always,
overall?
They told me I'm always knocking at their door. Exactly.
Bitch, I don't like that comment.
Exactly, honey. That's exactly why the girls will never know where I live at.
Yeah, that's
like. You know, that's some fair shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's some fair shit. But you know what?
And then I told the girls. What did I tell them? I gave the very I gotta go back to the statement, honey. I gotta make sure I get the words correct, honey. Baby, hold on, because it's 32 comments, honey. I told the girls. Wait, where's it at? I gotta make sure I get it right. Honey, where's it at, honey? I get it right. That sounds like something. I said, that sounds like something's going on. Like you sending somebody here, like the girls did to my godson. And then
yeah,
the girls told me a delivery will be coming real soon.
That's a tacky ass move. I'm definitely for a girl like me who's been down because a bitch wanted to see me go down. That's a late ass move. And that's just no shade. Bitches need to be able to man up for their own shit. If you man enough to do it, then you should be man enough to sit it down.
And the exact words was just be waiting on your delivery.
Girl, they'll gag when they get their delivery.
The girls don't know mistake, girl. The girls better not play with me, mistake, bitch, honey. I corrupt. I'll take this motherfucking whole motherfucking seed down, bitch. They play with me, bitch.
Yeah, they need to be careful. Seriously.
They need to be careful who they motherfucking play with, bitch, okay? Because, bitch, honey, girl, y'all gag mistake, girl, honey. Legend statements and stars and icons, we say, okay?
baby, because I already told the girls, honey, after I did my 2 years for the girls, Miss Thang, because I had nothing to do with my 2 years, Miss Thang. I told the girls after I did my 2 years, Miss Thang, bitch, honey, I ain't doing time for
but
nobody
this,
else
this
no
is
more.
What I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Seriously. You can't get mad at nobody.
No.
If they did something and they got caught doing it, why are you mad at anybody else?
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
Baby, like I told the girls, honey, I don't place orders over here, okay? Orders here come in my real name, bitch. I don't place orders. I don't do those type of things. I haven't done it in 3 years, Miss Thang. I don't place those. I dropped that American Express order, honey, with that passport, honey, okay? It's like I had to read the motherfucking cunt in motherfucking D.C. at CVS. Bitch, she's gonna talk about you can't purchase that phone card with a credit card. I said, why? She gonna talk about because you need cash. And is that your card? I said, bitch, am I using it? I just be gagging. I be gagging at the children, Miss Thang. When you pull out American Express, Miss Thang, just because you black, Miss Thang, girl, you don't have no makeup on. My hair wasn't done, Miss Thang. You don't have my bonnet on, Miss Thang. She must have thought I wasn't supposed to have American Express because I looked at like Who Done It and ran at CVS and DuPont Circle.
Girl.
But, you know, so I'm telling all the girls, honey, watch who you talk to, Miss Thang. Watch your back, Miss Thang, honey. Because the girls is definitely trying to cripple this ballroom scene, Miss Thang. Honey, they is definitely trying, honey.
I learned that a long time ago, bitch. You keep the girls
out of this state.
Honey.
Y'all need to get me out this state for real, real quick. I need to go home. I don't like this shit. Send me home.
It's late. It's late. Trust me, I've been there, so I know it's late as fuck.
I don't like all that threatening and all that bullshit, honey.
I hate all... let me shut up. They're some of the same girls that live in the same kind of life. They're doing the same kind of threatening.
Exactly.
Oh, please.
No, but they on the list. They on the list now, so they ain't got to worry about it.
your pussy has made the list.
Honey, they is definitely on the top of that list.
Well, honey, don't think just because you on that list that you gotta get a jail free card, honey.
No, you don't.
Because just because you on that list, a lot of shit could still come your way.
Hmm.
But y'all fucking with one of the only bitches that can fix a lot of shit.
Let me tell you something. They fucking with the wrong motherfucking bitch when they fucking with Miss Knight. Okay? Because bitch, girl, mistake, bitch, honey, I'm a bad bitch and I'm a bold motherfucking bitch and I don't give a fuck what any motherfucking bitch feel or motherfucking say, bitch. If you're not in my inner motherfucking circle, Miss Thang, bitch, and you send for me, Miss Thang, I'm going to come for you. And I'm not going to be one of those girls that come for you and nod, you know, to the people, that one. I'm going to come with the people and I'm going to point at you and let you know, bitch, it was me, Miss Thang. You send for me. Bitch, I ain't got time, Miss Thang, girl. I ain't trying to go back. But if a bitch try to take me back, I'm taking them with me. So stand clear of the closing doors and be my good, good girlfriend. That's the only way you're going to be left on the street.
You and your friends, Kelly.
Bitch, I ain't got no friends, bitch. I keep telling you that, bitch. I got a sister, I got sisters, and I got a cousin. That's it. I ain't got friends. Everybody is associates, bitch. You never know who will stab you in your motherfucking back.
Not sure.
Thing, bitch. Sure. You'll never know who you can watch in this motherfucking scene because the girls will definitely stab you in your motherfucking back, Miss Thang. They'll sit there and stroke your motherfucking ego and everything, bitch, and be the same motherfucking bitch that told the girls all your motherfucking business, honey. Girls, please, Miss Thang. I keep telling these girls, honey, they got to watch out, Miss Thang, honey. Watch out. Champ. Okay, well, it's time for me to go to bed. I need to get in the shower and watch Law and Order, honey. I have to get up out of here, honey. Definitely, everybody that's going out to the Valentino Ball, definitely have fun. Give me a fab recap on Monday at the Valentino Ball. Give me a fab recap on what happens in Philadelphia this weekend because I will not be there, honey. They're trying to get
What's
me to go to...
What's happening in Philly?
The Unity Ball. That ball. Alvernian Ball. You know, he keep trying to cripple, you know... The Valentino Ball is going
on. That's in Philly?
Yeah, that's in Philly this weekend. They're trying to get me to go to Philly this weekend, but, you know, I wasn't requested, honey, so I won't be there, honey. But I know where I will be on Friday night. If anybody's in New York City, definitely come out to the Hot Boy Party, honey, because it's definitely going digital. Honey.
All right, everybody, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. Kelly, thank you so much for tuning in. Say goodnight, Kelly.
Goodnight.
Vonna, say goodnight.
Goodnight, everyone.
Jason, thank you, and say goodnight.
Goodnight. Talk to you all next week. Everyone be safe.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show, where... be back next week with a recap of, well, next Monday, well, this upcoming Monday, with a recap of all the balls this weekend on the Monday recap with your host, Kelly Mizrahi, as well as a tea party on Tuesday with the Tea Party cast, London, Jason, J-Rock, Tiffany, Mark, and a whole bunch of others. And then we'll be back next Wednesday with the State of Emergency show, where I will be poolside back in Orlando, Florida, God willing. For everyone out there that was affected by Cindy, bless you all. Keep your head up. And everyone going out this weekend, have a safe weekend. And I'm going home. I'm really happy. Just kidding. Everyone have a good night. Thank you for tuning in and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.